and gentlemen, I am your host, Alex Jones. I come to you with grave information and grave developments. I have researched what's been happening the last 7 weeks in great detail. I've researched the background of the organizations and groups that are exacerbating and creating the hysteria. And we've done a deep analysis of the globalist operations. And we are now 100% clear on what's taking place and what is unfolding. So I'm going to lay some things out here in this first hour as calmly as I can, but I cannot express to you enough the level of danger and seriousness of what we are facing and the magnitude of what we are facing. We are facing a greater threat than we faced from tyranny in World War II and the Cold War. And I'm going to lay it all out here today with Owen Schroyer, who's in studio back in ATX. I'm very near Austin. I'll be back in 2 days. We also have Mike Adams coming on next hour. We have Dr. Francis Boyle on Wednesday. We have a lot of other special guests, and we're going to be giving different views, looking at the same problem from different angles. So we don't get on high talking points here. We have a lot of great researchers, people I respect, who have different views and different perspectives. We agree on some things. We disagree on others. So let me just calmly try to lay this out. This is a world government martial law on a planetary scale drill. The virus is real. It does kill some people. We called the incredible hype and martial law that was coming more than 6 weeks ago. But just because we called it correctly, that this was going to be a seismic, ultra-massive, colossal event, does not mean then that we are for the hype or for the hysteria that you see every socialist, every communist, every globalist, every authoritarian country, Hollywood and big tech, all unified, pushing the maximum hysteria for the maximum martial law lockdowns that they can get. That response is as synthetic as the man-made virus that major universities and the Senate Intelligence Committee and others have said is clearly man-made. And it's the fact that it's man-made, number one. Number two, the fact that it has the HIV delivery system, that's a fact. And that the virus is coming back is the key, the skeleton key to open any door. When it comes to this story, it's a Rosetta Stone. So there's no focus on that. And the media demonizes you if you talk about that because they don't want a discussion of where it came from, communist China, the fact that they were working on it in Wuhan, and the fact that they released it as they were losing their trade war to try to take down the United States, working in concert with fellow traveler globalists throughout government, throughout corporations, and throughout academia and the media. And they are now all singing from the same sheet of music. They are all demanding national gun confiscation. They are all demanding interstate travel bans. And out of this, America will never emerge again. This is the great test of America. This is a huge hysteria, overblown, overdriven, to try to scare the land of the free, home of the brave, into a total capitulation, monkey see, monkey do, after watching communist China and then now communist run Italy and globalist run France and globalist run Germany and globalist socialist run Spain, all announcing martial law in effect. And I can tell you, it's all over the news. We told you yesterday that Trump was considering announcing the tri-state ban. That's another piece of news I'm coming up with that I have confirmed in Connecticut and two other states with the interstate ban, and that he may back down. He backed down then. He has another press conference at 3:30 Eastern today. We'll be covering that. But you see the other countries doing it, and the word is President Trump is going to announce that because they have set the precedent forcing him into it. If he doesn't, he hasn't responded properly. We'll break it all down the other side. Stay with us. Rich in Alabama. Rich, thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr. Jones, appreciate it. First thing, I love the Turbo Force. I drive truck for a living, and it's amazing. Coffee, kind of gives you a little crash there at the end, but that Turbo Force is amazing.
How is Turbo Force different than coffee?
I'll tell you what, it's sustainable anywhere from 8-10 hours. I don't feel the jitters like I do drinking coffee, and it's just, you know, at the end of the day, I don't need anything to go to bed. I'll pop a knockout, boom, I'm out cold.
Well, that's what we went out to a top developer who didn't want his name on it, and I said, what would the ultimate long, say, 10-hour energy be? Is that possible? That's good and clean and strong and has a bunch of different forms of energy that are healthy and natural that are time released. And there's more money in it than anybody else puts in their product. So that's why Turbo Force has such a great effect. And so I really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you like Turbo Force.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The date is Monday, March 16th, the year 2020 that was vaunted to be a year unlike any other has already come out that way. Global stock markets continue to plunge 1,000 points or so a day despite the Federal Reserve's desperate action. We laid out exactly how this COVID-19 would unfold. We laid out the monkey see, monkey do of martial law in China and the obvious theatrics they were engaged in to create as much fear as possible. Then the choreographed working with mainstream media, major institutions, and other communist and socialist governments to create the precedent for martial law, total lockdown in your houses. That's maximum martial law. On a scale of 1 to 10, that's a 9.5. To now criticize Trump, if he didn't create a hysteria and lock things down as well, they would simply have the corporations and governors and media and big tech do it and then say that he hadn't responded when the deaths began. Each one, they would hype up like it was a million. Stalin said, one man dies, it's a tragedy, 10,000 die, it's a statistic. And so first Lancet was saying 15% died, and then it was 2% die, and then it was 1% die. Clearly, this is a world government, planetary martial law takeover drill. Just because InfoWars accurately, with precision, predicted the trajectory starting 7 weeks ago till now, and expose the man-made nature of the virus, and expose the fact that its real danger is that it comes back because it's an HIV attack system with an HIV delivery system. HIV was man-made. This is man-made. We must discuss the providence, the lineage, the bloodline of the RNA of this virus. That will bring the globalists down. Only exposure of the fact that they developed these in bioweapon labs, that Obama sold it to China, that it was released now as a bioweapon against the West, with the media and big tech and authoritarian regimes coordinating with total precision to blame Trump and to blame the UK. If you look at global news, they praise Italy and China's and all the other globalist countries' response. But, oh, England's doing a terrible job, even though they're very draconian. And, oh, America's doing a bad job. It's all in the scripting. Now, some listeners will say, well, you have Mike Adams on saying you got to lock down and, you know, all unnecessary travel and all this to stop the spread. Well, on those models, if you believe those models, the potentially millions dead, yes. And I'm not saying it's bad to have that perspective. It's good to war game in the dialectic of the most extreme alarmist views, which, if it is accurate how bad it is, are reasonable, or the other view that the virus isn't very deadly. None of that is in the real equation. That is up for debate, and we'll discover in the balance and fullness of time. The issue is the synthetic nature of the virus, its bloodline, where it came from, its history, its artificiality, its syntheticness, and the fact that's hidden in plain view in major publications like The Scientist. and other major publications 5 years ago, why is a chimera coronavirus that's super deadly being given by North Carolina University to China? We can pull all that on screen. So let's walk through it all, and we'll get Owen Schroyer's take on this. And then I have a massive announcement coming in the last segment of this hour, one of the biggest announcements ever about what we're up to and what InfoWars is doing and moral decision I've made about the right thing to do. And then Mike Adams will be joining us in the next hour. Owen Schroyer riding shotgun here. Of course, the War Room is coming up today. He'll probably host part of that as well. But he has some of the other great crew hosting that as well. David Knight on 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. every morning, doing an excellent job as well. I was tuning into him this morning while I was exercising, and he was making a lot of really incredibly important on-target points. We'll probably also get David to weigh in sometime in studio during the show tomorrow with Owen as well. And again, we have other experts joining us. We should probably get Mr. Rappaport on. He's been saying it's a global government drill hoax from the beginning. Doesn't mean the virus isn't real. Doesn't mean it doesn't kill some people. But the total hysteria unified, and now the National Guard and troops. And already I saw police and others practicing checkpoints here in Texas walking a highway yesterday. It is all unfolding right now. But here's what you need to know. A year and a half ago, the UN came out and said disease X will show up in the next few years. It could kill 100, 200 million people. Then in November of last year, just 4 months ago, Bill and Melinda Gates hosted a giant drill where 65 million people died from a corona-style virus. And I have those headlines right here. Again, all of these can be pulled up by anybody that just search engines them. So they had all this prepared. They had all this ready. They had all this in place. Bill and Melinda Gates patented the virus for a vaccine. That's all ready. And then there's all this hype in the movies and TV about giant outbreaks that were already queued up and ready on Netflix and in theaters in November and December and January, and new shows on Discovery Channel and History Channel. You could see the whole giant rollout right before. I never needed to get secret Soros documents, even though we got them, to see all the TV shows and movies about race war and whites being racist right at the end of Obama's administration, because they were considering trying to trigger a race war and Obama staying in office. But then sure enough, we got the secret documents from Antifa and George Soros' son funding it. They were planning just that and coordinating with Hollywood. You can see the scripting. Well, the race war failed, and Russiagate failed, and Ukrainegate failed. And so Trump was right to come out and say the media's response of total hysteria is a hoax. That was his original response. And his advisors. And then Limbaugh, everybody else came out and said, this is probably as bad as the flu. You know, this is a bunch of fear mongering. The left is all supporting this. That was Limbaugh's cue that it was BS. We were explaining to Trump that it was a setup, that if he didn't respond, at least in their rhetoric up front, they were going to set him up for what this virus did, because they've got other versions of it that are weaponized that they can release, that it looks like have already been released in areas of Europe and other areas. You understand it's very sophisticated. So this is a huge operation. We know it's synthetic. We know it's an attack. We know it's coming. But in the fog of war, you can bet and you can see and you can research that they've already got other versions of this ready that mutate quickly and then aren't deadly anymore. They'll go through a few groups of people, kill a saturated group, create a panic, but then they retrograde out. And there's also evidence that it's also a binary weapon, that you've got to have other things in the environment for it to be triggered, such as certain heavy metals already in the lungs and degraded lungs, like in communist China, the dirtiest country with absolute, you know, no smog controls on the face of the earth. So there's a lot of data and information going into this, but when we come back, here's the big issue that we're going to be breaking down. This is the end of our way of life. And out of this, if you think the Patriot Act and 9/11 took your freedoms, the left tells us leave the borders open, let folks come in with bubonic plague, drug-resistant TB, dozens of other diseases, let them spread it in schools, let it bankrupt our economy. That's been their plan, Cloward and Piven. But now that this is here, still there's no discussion about our physical borders that are wide open in the South. It's all about how you can't leave your house and how you can't go to the store unless you're authorized and how you can't travel across state lines, but Trump hasn't sealed the borders first. And so Trump has overcorrected from saying nothing's going to happen. We're like, no, sir, you're being set up, which then started happening. We knew the scripting ahead of time, understanding the globalist and researching it. 100% that on. Everybody witnessed it here. But then he's overcompensating. Oh, well, I'll go further than Europe. I'll have a ban on interstate travel unless it's absolutely authorized. The military taking over food distribution centers. All of this is being announced. So Trump is overcompensating, and if the courts go along with this, it will set the precedent that every time there's some new little virus or something, just like a storm coming into town, everything gets locked down, and then we learn the globalists have a plan for these compact smart cities to be these literal dome cities of the future, Google says, where you'll, quote, be safe from the new bioweapon of the week. This is the global takeover.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
We always promote being prepared, having firearms, knowing how to use them, and be self-sufficient, and learn how to hunt, and learn how to garden. I mean, it's what we're meant to do. It feels good when we do it. But we do sell high-quality, storable food. I told my Patriot a month ago, I said, what can you handle? I said, I think this is going to be really big. And they said, well, we can handle probably this. We're not sure. We're investing everything we've got to even pay it forward to be able to fund. And I said, no, I think this is going to be huge. I think you should spend everything you have coming in to secure more food, even though the prices are going up for you. So those are the top discussions we have. And I'm just giving the inside baseball of all of this. This is 100 times regular volume plus. It was 100 times a few days ago. Now it's about 200 times, okay? At InfoWarsStore.com, you go right in the queue, first come, first serve. But the fact that the orders are so ultra massive, it's dizzying. I mean, this is just insane. We're expecting to have to put 6 to 8 weeks to be safe. And then if it continues like this, we're looking at having to suspend food sales. But everybody gets their order in, we'll get your food. But that's how big this is. So what you're getting is 100% the straight deal of what's going on. InfoWarsStore.com.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a 4-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. What we are witnessing is worldwide mind control. We are witnessing the stampeding of the world, and the stampede started in communist China. And now the lemmings are running off the edge of cliffs. You've got all these talk show hosts. You've got Piers Morgan saying, shut all the bars down. Don't let people out of their houses or everybody's dead. And that's the same thing that de Blasio is saying. And Democrat mayors are announcing the power to confiscate guns. They're announcing you can't sell guns. They're announcing you're not be able to sell alcohol. It's the lockdown of society. Everything InfoWars always told you the globalists were setting up worldwide, and they were going to use a bioweapon to do it. It's how my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, ends, that I made in 2007. And so they're here. And you look at the globalists, the authoritarians, they're all using it to grab power. They're all demanding Trump do more. And then when there's 100 deaths, 1,000 deaths from this here in the United States, it will all be Trump's fault for not just telling everybody to stay in their homes for the rest of their lives, even though the virus is now part of the environment, it's mutating, and it comes back in many people. But there's no discussion of how it has an HIV delivery system. There's no discussion of the fact that it's man-made and that it was in major journals in 2015, headline out of the scientists. Let's put that on screen. Over and over and over again. I've got it right here. Saying, why did Obama allow the sale of this weaponized coronavirus to the communist Chinese, along with many others? But that's the reality. Lab-made coronavirus triggers debate. That's what these labs are doing everywhere. But then, oh, the very people that are doing this in the labs are the very ones that stand to get all the power now over society. Now, here's the key. I'm going to go to Owen Schroyer. If you go back 5 years ago, documents began to come out of Google, Facebook, and Twitter, and Apple, how they all had secret plans to compete with each other for their own smart cities of the future or domed cities. Google wants to build domed smart cities. Just type that in, click images, you can put it on screen. And Toronto found out about the plan to just basically take over part of the city and track everyone. Denver, all of them. And people are getting upset, but now they're saying, oh, don't worry. There's going to be bio attacks and all these things in the future. You'll need to be in these dome cities to be safe. And so people will fight to have the smart cities. There it is. Minnesota was way ahead of Google in planning a smart city, and where it's the domed area where the elite live, and then everybody else on the outside gets hit with the bioweapons they're actually releasing. And people fight to get into the dome city with all the 5G and all the control where you've got to be inoculated. And all these governments in Europe just signed executive orders for forced inoculations of Bill and Melinda Gates' vaccine that you know they've got ready. They're just waiting till you panic properly. They're going to roll it out. Sorry, don't have the vaccine. Can't fly. That's why I've made the decision to oppose all the hysteria and the fear. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself, as President during World War II said, Roosevelt, and that's true. And so, yes, it's scripted. Yes, it's manufactured. Yes, it's man-made. Yes, it does kill people. Yes, it's got an HIV delivery system. Doesn't mean it gives you HIV or AIDS. It has that delivery system. It's airborne. It's a cover for other attacks. And as soon as we show that we hit our knees for something that might kill 1% of people, maybe, as soon as we show that we hit our knees, and then our response is to bend over and say, do whatever you want to me. Well, now you've set the precedent for the military, industrial, globalist, big tech, pharma complex run by the Chi-Coms as the model to use this as a tool of social control. You ever wondered how the Chi-Coms would fight back against Taiwan and the Chinese people saying no to all this? You ever wondered how they would strike back? Well, it's with an invisible enemy, and only the state can protect you. So, yes, we were right telling you all this hysteria was coming. People didn't believe us 6-8 weeks ago. Now people are like, whoa, what do we do? And most people I talk to aren't buying into this and aren't buying into the fear and see right through it. Though they are getting prepared because of the financial collapse and the riots and what happens if the EBT cards don't get filled and the globalists are going to try to exacerbate civil unrest during this, you can bet your boots. Now they're talking about canceling the RNC, the DNC. Now they're talking about canceling the election. Just 3 weeks ago, I said, will they cancel the election? Mike Adams said that as well. And I want to say something about Mike Adams. I like Mike, really respect him. He's been dead on about analyzing how this would happen, how the hysteria would unfold. He believes in the lockdown to save people because potential projections show it really could be a mass killer. I'm saying that I don't think it kills 20,000 people in the next year in the United States. Now, the flu kills 35,000 or so. So, again, why is this happening? It's the way it's all been hyped. So I think it's good to see Mike's perspective and bounce things off of that. Okay, and I disagree with Limbaugh saying this isn't a big deal. No, this is the beginning of the end of everything. If we bow to this and we don't respond to this right, we act like a bunch of cowards. Look, if you're scared of bugs and you're going to self-quarantine, that's great. Most people have jobs and children and they can't. And the big tech wants us to lock down inside the cities, inside our homes, and have authorization via our smartphones when we go out. China already has that model. So this is the rollout of the social credit score with big tech. This is the 5G takeover. This is the pretext to end our way of life forever and live austere with a small carbon footprint. You ever wondered how they're going to shut down people's travel? You ever wondered how they're going to shut down everything? This is it. This is the new dark age the globalists said they would create using the threat of bioweapons, locking people down in smart control grid cities, and then everybody else out there can just kill themselves while the big mega cities tax everybody and suck all the resources in. Globalism was never about unifying the world and nations together. It was about destroying nations, building mega cities on the lines of the city of Rome, the Vatican, and other district of criminals. This is their official model. We have cracked the code. We know how to oppose it. So that's why, ladies and gentlemen, we have to understand that this is the big one. Owen Schroyer, we got a minute and a half. You'll be taking over next hour. Really appreciate your great work. What is your analysis on what I just said? Do you agree or disagree?
No, Alex. I think obviously there's been a lot of mystery to this over the course of the last month and a half. And the one thing, despite all the different angles we've been covering in the commentary, the one thing that we've all been looking at and in agreement with, I think has never been more clear, and that is exactly this. The coronavirus outbreak, quote unquote, is 9/11 on a global scale. It's a false flag. It's to end freedom worldwide, to get people in a state of fear and hysteria. And it'll be justified because, oh, you don't want to die from the coronavirus. So, I mean, Alex, I think that we can try to figure out who's to blame or what's behind it. Who to know. If people just understand what this is on a global scale, to keep you in your homes, have military lockdown worldwide, that's how we can defeat this thing. Not being afraid of it, not buying into all the hype. And, you know, Alex, it's tough because people come at you. Oh, you're going to cause people to die because you're not being hysterical. Well, I don't want to cause people to be slaves by making them hysterical. So Alex, it's crazy. We can try to discuss all the different angles, but people need to know that you've been spot on. InfoWars has been spot on. This is a global drill, 9/11 false flag style to bring in tyranny worldwide. No doubt.
That's right. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Trump and his plan to ban interstate travel and then what comes after that.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Hey, Alex. Oh, my God. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Look, in January 2016, I went in the hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about living defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem, and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years. And the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking living defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff. But I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. If there's any veteran out there, I don't care if you've traveled over, anybody's traveled overseas, you absolutely owe it to yourself to get 2 bottles of that Living Defense.
It's true, folks. We don't sell anything unless it's the highest quality, and Living Defense is over-the-top good. Real stuff, man. We're talking about the real deal here. And I love Trump all day long, but, man, I tell you, he sits here and lets these big tech people keep running roughshod over him. Everybody, I've got a problem. And we'll just take the Trump rallies over. That said, about 2 months ago, I came up with a plan that I haven't launched yet. We have a warehouse full of hundreds of thousands of stickers, 20 different stickers. Impeach the Democrats, save the Second Amendment, defend the First Amendment, Infowars.com. And it looks like duct tape, but it's just a regular sticker. You put it over your mouth, you go to a Trump rally, and you instantly take over without even disrupting things. People say, why are you doing this? What's happening? Well, you go, well, we're being censored, and, you know, Trump won't do anything about it. And Dr. Pachinik, let me just ask you what you think, because I've not launched this yet.
It's brilliant. You've taken the very element that they try to repress you with, that silence, and made it into a weapon. You have the loudest sound of all, silence. And you know what's most disturbing to people? Silence.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. ChillForce is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get ChillForce today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here live on this very solemn live Monday edition. You know, when you're paying attention like I've been doing for 30 years, when you've been on air 26 years, when you've interviewed the former head of the Army's bioweapons program, the former head of the Army's DU program, the former head of Air Force Weapons Development probably 50 times, the head of HARP, on air, and I'm not bragging, folks, when you've interviewed the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Treaty and World Law probably 50, 60 times, when you've interviewed people from the entire spectrum of what is the deep state telling you what's going on, and then you read Bill and Melinda Gates, and you read the UN and the Club of Rome, and you see them saying 20 years ago, we will use bioweapons and the threat of man-made releases or natural pandemics to bring in world government. And we're going to build dome cities where the elites live and everybody else lives outside of them. And then we're going to depopulate everybody using the microbes. The Queen of England's husband says that in statements. Okay? So Bill Gates gets up at TED TV 12 years ago and he goes, we need to save the earth. Carbon's the problem. No, toxic waste, GMO, nuclear weapons, the problem. And he says, we need to reduce the number of people or the carbon. And he does the equation, and it's people to zero, and everybody laughs. They teach eugenics. They teach the ruling class that they're better than everybody and that there's too many people. They've got to get rid of us. Well, the public does act dumb and lazy and has drunk the Kool-Aid. And I'm not defending what Bill and Melinda Gates and all of them are doing. I am morally have a responsibility. I had a chance to join them. I had the Kissinger Group in front of John Harmon, the head of the Kissinger Group, try to hire me. The guy was unbelievable. And I had others do that as well because they're just so arrogant. But I have witnesses to this, ladies and gentlemen. So when they come to you, because I've had other private meetings that are off record, I haven't violated those confidences. They talked about actual crimes, then I would violate the confidence. But I have to be able to talk to these people. And I've been up in the high rises with top people. And this is how they get everybody to join them. Listen, you're an elitist just because you know all this, because you understand this and you have such a grasp. You could be one of our top managers. I mean, look, Pachinik's not really one of them, but he's been at the CFR and a globalist and run operations. And Alex, you ought to be the head of intelligence. Why you came up with this, you know, this plan. That's just how they pat you on the head, folks. And it's okay. But that's how they get people to join this is flattery. So I've been up in the ivory towers, 50 stories up, and I've had them say everything will be taken care of. Fox News show, the book deals. You think my wife's hot? She'd like to bang you right now. Okay. You want to bang my wife? You can bang her right now. Just sign the paperwork. Okay. It's just like Al Pacino and Devil's Advocate. Let me tell you, just like that. Okay. So I've been to the top of the stinking pyramid, folks, and it stinks. So I'm not joining them, and they've all run to their bunkers that I told you 20 years ago about their underground bunkers and the private airstrips and the weapons, and that they don't even trust their own security people. They shouldn't. Their security people hate them. So they now literally have robot guns that pop up with 50 cals. That these guys have video game controllers or AI that kills anybody that crosses the line. They've got minefields on their private property. They've got little villages that they finance that have locals that, you know, produce wine and food, and they've got all these self-contained deals. They all hauled ass. Let me tell you, I didn't just read about this in a newspaper later. I was in Hollywood, then I'm going to go to Owen, and then just so much to cover here. I was in Hollywood, and I was going to see the studios of James Cameron. And I was out there, I was invited there, and he was going to come up with all these hologram movie theaters and everything else. And I was talking to one of these big producers, and he's like, yeah. He goes, James Cameron isn't really into movies anymore. He's just moved up, you know, New Zealand, and he's got a big ship in case that goes down, because his own Navy that he writes off is searching for the Titanic. No, it's his escape deal, because he was let in on the plan to exterminate everybody. And Bill Joy wrote about it in Wired Magazine 20 years ago as well, 21 years ago now. So why the future doesn't need us? They're telling us, ladies and gentlemen, that they think there's too many people and they're going to get rid of us. And then they have a disease X that's a coronavirus drill 2 years ago, year and a half ago. Then they have a tabletop 4 months ago of wiping out 65 million. And then after all this fear, then you see the hysteria in China that's real people dying, but a bunch of over dramatization and people being gassed and people being shot and welded into their homes. A real nightmare science fiction movie, just like we saw in all the movies, to initiate the fear and the stampede to end our way of life. Right as all this work from home, virtual reality stuff comes out. And now they're going to launch all the work from home and collapse all the civilization that we've had, except in the dome cities, that you have to opt into their rules, their inoculations, their 5G, their 6G, their control. Do we have Norm Pattis on the line? All right, we're going to go to Norm Pattis in just a moment. And I don't want him to get to our big announcement till we come back. But I wanted him to just tell you what his federal sources, high level, and state sources are saying as they prepare tri-state martial law and the lockdown of everything just where he's at. Then we'll come back with a big announcement. Owen Schroyer will be riding shotgun into the next hour. Mike Adams is coming up. I'll host a little bit in the next hour because I want to talk to Mike about this as well. But Norm Pattis, this really is from your legal position. You thought I was overstating martial law a few days ago, but you're saying, looking at this, that's what we're facing.
It appears to be. I mean, yesterday afternoon, I got a call out of the blue from someone who'd been in touch with somebody in the White House legal counsel's office to say that President Trump was actively considering a 30-day travel ban and that the legal office was pushing back as unlawful. In the evening press conference, it didn't happen. There's another press conference today, so let's see what does happen. And about 2 hours ago, I got a call from somebody well-placed in the Connecticut National Guard to say that that it would not be surprising to see a tri-state, that is New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, lockdown within 24 to 48 hours. I've received another call since I last communicated with you from a physician in a hospital in northern Manhattan to say that they are becoming overwhelmed at this point with the cases that they're having, and to stay clear of the city, that nothing good's going to be happening there for a while. So, I mean, also, and then you look at the op-ed piece that by Cuomo this morning in the New York Times, basically asking the president to mobilize military resources to transform otherwise non-hospital facilities into hospital facilities. The kids at Columbia University have been asked to leave their dorms. The dormitories at Columbia are right next to St. Luke's Roosevelt Hospital on the Upper West Side. So, you know, you start to connect all these dots, and it looks like there is a tsunami coming. And it's pretty terrifying as I sit here in Connecticut.
Well, let's be clear. When you declare martial law, you get it set up and beta tested first, then you trigger it. We first reported 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, that secret martial law, FEMA emergency had already been set up. So, again, Trump didn't want to cause a panic. We'll talk about the dialectic when we come back, though, because they basically have forced him to do this on the surface, but it doesn't matter whether it's President Trump or who's in power. It's our Bill of Rights. It's our Constitution. We can't allow the system or a communist country to have this big freak out. We don't know the truth of what really happened. And then now there's a few thousand deaths in Europe or whatever. And so we're supposed to totally lock down our civilization. Trump is set to have a press conference at 2:30 Central, 3:30 Eastern. We're going to come back, get Owen Schroyer's take on this. We'll do another, this segment, and then one more with this announcement into the next hour. And then I want to talk about this face-to-face with Mike Adams and his perspective. Once I make my announcement, I'm going to get Mike Adams' take on this as well. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Tomorrow's news today. We have high-quality products that boost the immune system. But I suggest all you drink plenty of clean water, get right with God, and visit Infowarsstore.com. We have amazing products at Infowarsstore.com, and your funding makes this entire transmission possible. But whatever you do, word of mouth now is key. Tell folks they want to know the truth of what's happening. Go to Infowars.com/show and ban.video.
It's really smart to get high-quality, storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. It's also smart to drink filtered water with an Alexa Pure system that's one of the highest rated out there and extremely affordable. And it's just as important to have your immune system boosted during times like this. And DNA Force Plus with PQQ, CoQ10, and so many other amazing ingredients is the base foundation for your entire body, your mitochondrial output inside your cells, your telomeres, and so much more. DNA Force is now, after 4 months of being sold out, back in stock, 40% off. This is our flagship product. I'm so proud of it, and I had run out of it as well. So when I got it last week, when it came back in, I was so excited. It's now available at InfoWarsStore.com. You're getting a wonderful formula, and it funds the information war with the important fight that we're carrying out for not just the American people, but the people of the world. So please get your DNA Force Plus today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now it's easier than ever to have Band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to Band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest Band.video. You will now have Band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want, Be sure and share band.video. Hanneman, if I'm pronouncing that right. What do you think's really going on? And thanks for calling.
So, yes, I was in Costco a couple weeks ago. I was getting ready. I went to buy a bunch of toilet paper and some things before crowds really hit. And I had my phone. I had your show going on, sticking on my pocket so I could hear it. I wasn't using headphones. And this lady stops. She says, who are you listening to? Who's that talking? I said, this is Alex Jones. And she just got, her eyes got wide open. And she says, really? I thought he was off the air. And I said, no. And I told her, I explained, you know, the whole situation and told her where to go. She wrote down, you know, band.video and also Infowars.com and just said he's still on.
I run into people at the grocery store, at the mall, on the hike and bike trail, and they go, oh, Alex, I used to love you. I wish you were still on air. Are you ever going to go back on air? And I'm like, we're on hundreds of radio stations, over 100 TV stations and cable stations. We have our own streams at Infowars.com and band.video. And they go, really? They said you were off the air because they took the deplatforming as off the air. No, we have our own platform. Infowars! 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 I don't sell firearms, but I promote them constantly. Now, could somebody listen to me and go out and buy a gun and use it wrong? Yeah. Just like I'm telling people, hey, I'm a man. I love women. You ought to go out and get a girlfriend. You may have problems with her. You may get a divorce. You may whatever. The point is, I'm just steering you in the direction I went that was successful when I left. Well, when it comes to supplements and when it comes to storable foods, we've got the best out there because I want you to get a great result, to come back again and again as a customer, and fund our political, spiritual operations against the globalist. So if you want storable foods and everybody else is sold out, and you want them delivered to your door, you want to be high quality, then take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got to tell you, the next week or two, I may come out and say, sorry, no more food sales, we've sold out. Just like we've done with supplements and other things. So get your orders in now today at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and your family. Become independent.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The year is 2020. It's March 16th. And the entire world is being incrementally locked down and put into house arrest, martial law. Except as we speak, in Turkey and in North Africa and other areas, Islamic leaders have launched giant multi-million man invasion forces overrunning the borders of southern Europe and the Balkans. And the left is saying, let them in. But they're saying, Governor de Blasio and Piers Morgan, they say they want you locked in your houses, schools locked down, restaurants locked down, gyms locked down. But don't worry, the border all stays wide open. No borders, no wall, no USA at all. Meanwhile, over in communist China, this thing popped up, they say, in November. It's clearly man-made. They create all of this hysteria. Who knows what the truth is? But communist China now, the model of world government, the model of surveillance, the model of social credit scores, the model of globalist-directed, tyrant-directed AI, they are being praised for killing people at checkpoints and welding them into their homes and shutting down whole cities for months. But now suddenly they're fine. Even though Chinese citizens say folks are still dying, now that it's moved on, it's no longer Wuhan virus. Now it's just COVID-19 and China's good and it's America's fault. And it just moves on because the globalist psychologists using television the last 60 years lowered the attention span for the average American or average Westerner, or average person on the earth from 15 minutes to 7.4 seconds. 7.4 seconds. It's no longer the Wuhan virus. It's the COVID-19. So I prayed about this the last few days. I really cogitated on it, and it's the right thing to do intellectually, scientifically, historically, but most importantly, at a gut level, spiritual level. I know how the president got maneuvered into overreacting because he underreacted. We said they're going to use that against him. Mike Adams, I think, gave the extreme end of how we could respond. I think it's reasonable for him to have that view. He's a smart guy. He certainly predicted the trajectory. So did we and others. We know what we're talking about. But as you know, we've been more moderate in this because the other danger is never coming out of this and then having new viruses all the time that are like weather reports of storms coming in where society's locked down. And that's the globalist model for forced inoculations and for gun confiscation and for not being able to leave your homes and smartphones like China says is the model to track where you go and what you do to make sure you're authorized. They're going to use viruses and other bioweapons as the way to end freedom, depopulate us. And so because forced inoculation is where this is leading, first it's going to block some flights, then it's block some transport, and then shut down schools and shut down bars and shut down restaurants and shut down gyms and shut down malls. As we go into a global financial reset, and then they suspend the election. So when I do this, it's not because it's President Trump. I like President Trump. The globalists definitely hate him, but they've maneuvered him into this Hobson's choice, this rock in a hard place. The movable object comes in the unstoppable force. Because if he doesn't respond, they'll just trigger riots and other crises, and the media will trigger hysteria. Either he comes in with the clampdown, or the globalists do it and brush him aside and make him where he's irrelevant. The left celebrated it. This will bring down America. This will bring down Trump. We said, Trump, look out. 5-6 weeks ago, they're setting you up. We were absolutely right. But where Mike Adams and I diverge some, and that's good for debate, we're not a cult, is that now the other end of this, in the dialectic, we have to push back towards what's more reasonable in the balancing act. So here we are. So that's why I am announcing this exclusively with Norm Pattis. I was already thinking about what I was going to do, how I was going to oppose this, just to point out our rights and have some pushback. Doesn't mean I hate the president. Doesn't mean I even think he's wrong on every front. But we have to not just pell-mell if all the cows are running off the cliff. Maybe a few cows could walk over here and maybe not run off of it. And so I've talked to our audience. I've run into a lot of people when I was going to take a few days off outside Austin. They're all just, we think it's a fear-mongering hoax and that the virus is real, but they're using it to take control. Everyone sees the left pushing it, seizing on it, celebrating it, using it for gun confiscation, forced inoculation. And so because of that, I will not stand by when we had 600,000 die from the Spanish flu. They didn't do any of this then. And our borders are still wide open. So because of that, to illustrate this and have a larger platform to do it, that's why we're making this announcement. Norm Pattis, please make the announcement of what we're going to do, what we're going to file. Give the president today or tomorrow or whenever declares this interstate travel ban violating the Constitution and citizens' rights of we the people while the borders are wide open. Mike Adams will also be coming up to break that down and give us his take on it, as well as Dr. Francis Boyle. But again, going to Norm Pattis, constitutional lawyer, make the announcement, please.
We have drafted a lawsuit styled Alex Jones versus Donald Trump et al., naming a number of Trump's cabinet officials. In the event that President Trump announces an interstate travel ban or something like it, we will go immediately into a District of Columbia court and ask for injunctive and declaratory relief. In other words, a ruling from a judge that the action is unlawful and an order from the judge barring implementation of it. If that judge rejects our claim, we'll go to the D.C. Court of Appeals. If that court rejects our claim, we will seek a hearing in the United States Supreme Court. In our view, while the COVID-19 crisis does present a real and present danger to public health, there is also something significant at stake, and that is our fundamental freedoms and rights as Americans. The country has weathered many storms, ranging from World War to other epidemics, I think of polio in the 50s, but we've never once resorted to an abandonment of constitutional principles. So, Alex? I think you may be posting this online. I'm not sure. The writ is drafted. The paperwork's ready to go. We simply await an order from the president, and then we hope to be first in court to challenge him.
Yes, one of our great writers, either Don Salazar or Kit Daniels, is going to be writing an article about this, and we'll post this video once we're not live, or we'll still be live, but they'll clip it out and put it up in the next hour or so. That'll be at Infowars.com. And we're on the same page about this. It's this stampede. The president's original instincts to say the media hype was a hoax, not the virus, but the hysteria was a hoax, But then he went too far, so I said, hey, he needs to at least match their rhetoric. But when it goes into pure action, you see all the authoritarians licking their lips. As a constitutional lawyer, one of the top ones out there, and talking to other scholars at the Federalist Society and others, what are your main concerns as a citizen, Norm Pattis?
We have a government, a federal government of limited powers. The states have general police powers to take care of our needs in health, education, welfare, and safety. But to say limited powers on the federal level means that when the federal government acts in derogation or against fundamental rights, such as the right to interstate travel, it has to do so for compelling reasons that would survive strict scrutiny. In other words, its reasons have to be so strong and its method of doing so has to be so narrowly tailored that it does not unnecessarily infringe on our rights. An interstate travel ban or something like a lockdown in our homes is unprecedented in United States history. One of the few amendments that has not been litigated in our history is the Third Amendment, the amendment that prohibits us from being required to quarter the king's soldiers or the government soldiers in our home. This is the flip side of the Third Amendment. It's requiring us to remain in our homes absent government permission. That, I think, is intolerable as a matter of law and creates a horrible precedent. There will be other catastrophes. There will be other crises, other turning points in American history. We've had many of them, but we've never resorted to such dire means.
And that's right. Stay there. We're going to come back. Norm.
Yep.
Norm, we're going to come back to you because I want you to be able to not debate, but have a discussion with Mike Adams and see what his take is on this, because he's been calling for shutting down all unnecessary travel, period. And I see his point, but we haven't proven how deadly this virus is. It came out of China. Since when do the authoritarians set the precedent of how we respond or how we behave when over 1.5 million people, it's estimated, died in the Civil War so that black people would have their rights? Well, how about we all get our rights and, you know, don't capitulate to this when it's a lab-made virus that came out of Wuhan and we're not even supposed to call it Wuhan now. Folks, remember, too, it's going to take money to do this and to fight back for all our rights. And they're trying to shut us down, as you see, lying about us and demonizing us all over the news. InfoWarsStore.com has high-quality products. We have the Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula back in stock, 40% off. We have the DNA Force Plus back in stock. That's so good for you. That's 40% off and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. We are about to sell out of the Super Silver Toothpaste and the Super Silver Immune Gargle, and we are hopefully getting more of that in the next month. Who knows? And Super Blue we still have, that also has the nano silver, the tea tree, and the iodine in it. So we have the Super Blue. That's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And that is high quality products that will enrich you and your family's lives. We'll be right back with hour two. Please spread the word.
As we witness the most disastrous geological activity in recorded history, the globalists are backed into a corner and the leftists are pushing for civil war. Borders are being broken and sovereignty is being challenged. The world is going to change, and how it changes will likely be decided by those who are prepared to stay strong when the system fails. The system is vulnerable. Electricity could be gone in an instant, and grocery stores could be empty in 3 days. Having storable foods and the ability to purify water will give you a fighting chance in the next level. And being without puts you at the mercy of others or makes you a slave to a dying system. Buy storable foods and an Alexa Pure Gravity Water Filter today. Support mankind by being prepared. And support freedom by buying from InfoWarsStore.com.
You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack. I want to attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself, and my family, for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are go. We are broadcasting worldwide. Mike Adams is about to be here for the rest of the hour, and we're going to have Owen Schroyer in the ATX. My great co-host, in the wings, loaded for bear. We have Norm Pattis, constitutional lawyer here. If you just joined us, Trump, we confirmed that the Federalist Society was considering declaring interstate martial law, banning interstate travel, something Mike Adams has called for here. And I thought that Trump wasn't having a strong enough response 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, that they would demonize him for that, paint him into a corner when the virus did kill people. And then try to remove his presidency, they would just declare martial law through the corporations and the companies and the local school boards and just basically make Trump redundant. This is a deep state emergency, using our domestication, using the fact that we're unhealthy on average, using the fact that we are dependent on strung out supply chains to use the global bureaucracy and the technocracy. And you think it's bad, wait till we're totally in the grid to lock us down in our homes and throw Trump off their back like a dog throwing a flea off. So my analysis, Mike Adams' analysis, Dr. Francis Boyle's analysis, that Trump had to come in strong is true politically for him. But then we come to the question, damned we do, damned we don't. Trump doesn't act strong, he's removed, clearly. Then you get the leftist as president. So I'm taking the moral high ground here. It's the only thing I know I can do. It's the right thing to do. And saying, if they come right out with martial law, while the borders are still open, and while the Chi-Coms are like the boss directing how we should do it, and there's no discussion of where the virus came from or how it's mutating, I'm not going to get to the next point of forced inoculations and gun confiscation, which Europe's already passed emergencies to confiscate guns and to do forced inoculations. And the Democrats are saying they're going to do it, so they're licking their lips. We've got to... If Trump goes too far over, we've got to have somebody put the brakes on it. That doesn't mean my lawsuit is going to stop all this hysteria. It means somebody's got to just add a little friction going down the slide so that we talk about the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And the fact this has never been done, not with millions getting the polio, not with 600,000 dying from the swine flu here in the U.S., millions dying in the Civil War, so black folks had, you know, got their rights. But now all of our rights are lost on the backs of this situation. So out of the gates, we'll have the latest coming up next segment on the virus, on the trajectory. Mike's been dead on about the hysteria, dead on about the death rates. I really respect him. I'm just simply saying, in a dialectic, I'm not trying to create a dialectic. Everything is a dialectic. You've got Mike over here on the one end, which is really agreeing with the communist Chinese level control. And I'm not saying the communist Chinese. I'm saying that's where they are. And then you've got us saying Trump wasn't acting enough. But we got to watch where it came from and that they got tricks up their sleeves. And you had Trump over here saying everything's fine. He said, no, 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 that's not the response. So I'm more in the middle of this. Mike is over here, and I understand why he's there. Mike Adams, give us a few minutes statement on this, and I want to bring Norm Pattis in. Mike Adams.
All right. Thanks. Thanks for having me on. It's going to be a very fascinating discussion. You and I do diverge on this. I'll lay out my position here. My pandemic projection models that we first talked about on your show weeks ago have been tracking perfectly with the number of deaths that we're now seeing in the United States. And what those models showed is that if Trump didn't really lock things down, he would be facing literally hundreds of thousands of deaths in America by this summer. And that is still largely on track to take place. And I think that would end the Trump presidency. So my take right now, Alex, is that Trump has not gone far enough. He's not going too far. He has not overreacted. If anything, in my assessment, President Trump has underreacted. He does need to close the border immediately with the U.S. military. That's got to be first. But he should have stopped domestic flights weeks ago. no later than March 1st. In fact, it's already too late to prevent hospitals from being overrun, mass death happening in cities like New York City that is now on track. It is unstoppable. It's going to happen in the next few weeks. Seattle, probably a week later. San Francisco, Boston, the D.C. area, a few weeks later. You're going to see mass death and hospitals on the verge of near collapse in this country very, very soon. And remember, Alex.
All right, listen, I want to lay this out. I want to lay this out next segment with you because here's the thing, Mike. I respect you. And I've had you on a ton, and I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm saying the Chi-Com's hyping it, the left all wanting a giant clampdown. They're licking their lips. I understand they want to set Trump up so he's got to be strong or they'll be able to remove him. But the trajectories of the models are hundreds of thousands dead on the low end, 2.16 million on the high end.
Yeah, that's real. Those are real numbers, and I think it ends Trump's presidency if he doesn't take immediate action.
Yeah, but we don't
this.
Know the accurate number on the death rate of the virus. I know you're using a low-end number to show that, but how do we know it's not much lower?
Well, first of all, we now see that it's settling around 5.7%, according to, you know, not just the WHO, but numbers coming out of Italy are very high. And the thing that people aren't remembering, Alex, is that America has very high rates of obesity and pharmaceutical use. Both of those are cofactors for higher mortality rates. We could be looking at a higher than 6% mortality rate in the United States. And you really can't have a functioning economy if you start to have millions of people die off. So we have to stop this. It's just a question of how many people do you want to see die before we stop it and shut it down?
Mike, we'll break this down when Norm Pattis leaves in a moment. You're scaring me because I want to believe that we can stop this, and the UN, all of them, they want these bubble cities. We always knew they use bioweapons. What are we going to do when they do forced inoculations? You know they're already getting that ready, Mike.
Yeah, well, I'm not taking a forced inoculation. I'm not giving up my Second Amendment. But I tell you what, Trump could use this martial law to go arrest all the deep state traitors while they're locked in their homes. You know what I mean? There are some ways that Trump could use this to restore our constitutional republic. There's a lot of leftist
I want
treason,
you to talk about
traitors.
That at the bottom of the hour. I want you to have the floor on that. I'm going to be watching bottom of the hour. Let's bring Norm Pattis in. Norm, this is like a science fiction horror movie. I sure as hell hope Mike Adams is wrong, but then it almost makes me feel guilty about to file this lawsuit. But just gut level, if the president, you know, does all this, that's just not how America works. We didn't do this before.
No, I mean, the projections, I think Mike may be right. I mean, I think the death rate may be overstated because we've done so few tests that we don't know how many people actually have it and have been asymptomatic or with mild symptoms. But what, regardless of whether it's 2, 3, or 5%, it's still going to be a shocking number of deaths. I think from my perspective as a constitutional lawyer, I want to make sure that the prophylactic measures aren't worse than the disease. Obviously, I hope no one I know dies. I hope I don't. I hope you don't. My heart goes out to those who do. But we've had a republic for several hundred years that was based on the concept of limited government. The federal government's role is to exercise moral suasion and to provide the state with the resources the states need to coordinate activity. I think the response should be a state law response. That may be naive, but my fear is exactly the thing that Mike suggested, and that is that if you give the government this power, it can use it any which way it wants. Now, we may like, and Mike may like, the fact that that martial law is used to take out deep state operatives. I cherish dissent and a wild cacophony of viewpoints. I will concede that my view, that is the luxury of free speech, may be a luxury in a time where of national emergency, but it's a luxury that we've always afforded. And every time we've trimmed it back, whether it be with the internment of Japanese in the Second World War, whether it be the Red Scares at the time of the First World War, whether it be the anti-labor injunctions of the late 19th century,
Or the big tech censorship.
Right now, yep, that's the analog. But in the past, we've regretted it. I think in the future, we'll regret it. I do not want to give the power to determine what I can and cannot do to a governmental or digital overlord.
All right, Norm. Norm, as soon as Trump gives his press conference at 2:30 Central, please be on standby at the end of this show or during the war room on what we're going to do. I'll be here as well if we file this. That's all locked, cocked, and ready to go. Thank you so much, Norm Pattis.
Bye.
All right. When we come back, I am going to ask Mike a few questions, and then I want him to get into what he's talking about, martial law, go after the deep state. They were going to put us into martial law. They were going to trigger civil unrest. They'd already brought us into a form of martial law outside of the executive branch. So I understand that we're in a very, very dangerous time. That's all I'm saying, and I hope to God Mike Adams is wrong. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Everybody needs food. I'm proud we're selling high-quality food. Elections, globalism, the economy, the bubble. This is something you need on your checklist to have done. But for me, it just is a bummer to know that everybody needs food. And I had long discussions this morning, over an hour-long discussion with different individuals at different levels of this, right down to the folks running the plants to get the best idea we have. But they want me to say 6 to 8 weeks just so people aren't getting pissed. But understand, the last food company, the biggest food company, is now at hundreds of times their regular order. And they were having discussions with me about stopping the promotion of food sales next week. And at a certain point, just saying, we're done. Because people aren't going to take food orders out 10 weeks. We don't want to sit on your money 10 weeks and then just all the weirdness that comes with that. Because we're honest. Under promise, over deliver. But technically, it's going to be 6 to 8 weeks. And we want you to get a great deal and feel like we took care of you so you come back again. We want relationships with you. We're not Satanists. We're the opposite. We don't screw people over. We believe in Jesus Christ. And we've been blessed by you. We're all in this together.
Rich in Alabama. Rich, thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr. Jones, appreciate it. First thing, I love the Turbo Force. I drive truck for a living, and it's amazing. Coffee kind of gives you a little crash there at the end, but that Turbo Force is amazing.
How is Turbo Force different than coffee?
I'll tell you what, it's sustainable anywhere from 8-10 hours. I don't feel the jitters like I do drinking coffee, and it's just, you know, at the end of the day, I don't need anything to go to bed. I'll pop a knockout, boom, I'm out cold.
Well, that's what we went out to a top developer who didn't want his name on it, and I said, what would the ultimate long, say, 10-hour energy be? Is that possible? That's good and clean and strong and has a bunch of different forms of energy that are healthy and natural that are time released. And there's more money in it than anybody else puts in their product. So that's why Turbo Force has such a great effect. And so I really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you like Turbo Force.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones, your host, coming to you from the road. Owen Schroyer is in the ATX studio outside Austin, self-quarantining. He said it was coming months ago. He's out there self-quarantining. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com. Look, I go back to this. You can't believe a word the Chi-Com say. It's a man-made virus. They create the hysteria. They use the drones. They weld people in their houses. Then the communists now run Italy, does the same thing. Now France, now Germany, now Spain. They all want to clamp down. They're all on the verge of being overthrown. And then now it comes here. We got 60-something deaths. You do the math on the worst equations. Okay, millions dead. But then when they lock everything down, it doesn't kill millions. It kills 10,000. Well, then the police state's the savior, and everybody forgets the hysteria and all the PTSD from the zombie movies and people fighting over the toilet paper. And then we just never come out of this, Mike Adams. And then every time there's a new novel virus, everything locks down. This is the perfect plan for authoritarians. And then they say, oh, we have the new bubble cities that Google and everybody's racing to build, where they go, oh, we'll protect you in these bubble cities. They've been secretly preparing them for 10 years, announced them 5 years ago. This is the whole New World Order model, Mike, of using viruses to lock everything down and to come with forced inoculation. So Europe's signing executive orders for forced inoculation. And so that's coming. That's the next leg of this, that you can't travel unless you've taken the coronavirus vaccine that Bill Gates already has souped up. So they drilled Disease X a few years ago. Then they had the tabletop exercise of 65 million dead 4 months ago. And they got all these movies and TV shows and Netflix programs about this happening, coming out right in December and January. The programming is everywhere. Do you agree that this is released by the Chi-Coms and the globalists to bring down civilization? I'm not disagreeing. It might not kill a bunch of people, but the whole synthetic choreographed nature, it's like watching Olympic level ice skating. It's so choreographed.
Well, these are super valid points that you're making, and also that Norm made as well. And I think you should file that emergency injunction attempt, or whatever the proper name is for it, because I think this does need to be challenged, because we need to see what is going to be the structure of our society. So I hope you do file it. I'm just saying that we can't change the laws of cause and effect. So every day that Trump delays, halting domestic travel, for example, locking down the border, issuing an emergency lockdown order, especially in the Northeast, every day that he delays may cost 10,000 lives or 25,000 lives later this summer. Every day will be precious. And I believe, Alex, that in hindsight, it will be said that Trump acted too slowly, not too aggressively. And here's the question. If we want to have just a completely, let's just say, open, free society, everybody can continue to move without any regard for this, then we're going to have a very sharp peak of infections. Instead of flattening the infection curve, we will compress the infection curve to a very short period of time. It will go nationwide very quickly, within less than 60 days. The hospitals will collapse. So that's the pro-freedom scenario. Hospitals collapse, millions die. If that's what we're willing to accept in order to say that you cannot infringe upon our right to fly commercially, then so be it. I mean, I'm not actually here to make that judgment. I'm just presenting what happens if we allow open movement to take place, then millions will die. So what the country wants to do with that is up to Trump. And it's up to attorneys like Norm, who knows what he's talking about, and he understands civil liberties. And I'm a patriot too. I'm just explaining what happens, because we can't change cause and effect. That's my take, Alex.
Mike, I hear what you're saying, but I'm going to go back to this. We saw them hyping it 6-7 weeks ago. We said it was going to be really huge here. We said stuff will get locked down here. People said we were crazy. We told Limbaugh and the Republicans 4 weeks ago, knock it off, guys. You're only going to hurt Trump. He needs to respond, at least in rhetoric.
That's right.
Up front. But by not responding with rhetoric, then it makes it look like he didn't get ready and let the left begin to set him up. Now they're panicking because he's getting hardcore. They're going, don't block flights. So now they're going the other direction.
Right.
This should not be a political issue. I'm just simply saying, we know that during a pandemic, people that make it to the hospital that are already super sick become the body of people they have to then test on who survives. So that always makes it look like a higher number are dying than actually are. And I think that's a well-known thing out there. So I'm not denying math. I'm not denying science. I'm not denying that a lot of Americans are really out of shape and run down and eating crappy food. And certainly they admit there's other strains now. We first broke that. You broke that, in Iran and in Italy, and a lot of weird crap going on. It's just, all I'm saying is Go back to it being man-made. Go back to it having HIV delivery system. We need to be forcing a discussion about that so the globalists that release this, I think you agree this has been released on purpose, get in trouble and then can't just always keep release this and then take control of the world economy and system. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and actually you hit upon something that is the big solution, and Trump hasn't even mentioned this, and that is nutrition. It's the antivirals. If the entire population were taking vitamin C and vitamin D and eating antiviral foods and herbs and minerals and so on, then this virus would have very little capability to spread across America. You see, America's health is compromised, and that's what's leading to these discussions about lockdowns and flight restrictions and so on, clamping down on civil liberties. And by the way, please don't describe my position as being anything close to communist China. It's nothing like that. I don't want people welded into their buildings, and I'm not giving up my Second Amendment rights. I'm just saying that if we don't isolate, because our population is so sick and they're so malnourished and people are just not healthy and they're hooked on pharmaceuticals nationwide, this is going to devastate America more than other countries.
Like, I admire you. You're a good friend of mine. I'm trying to have a hardcore debate. I'm not saying you're with the communist Chinese and their political views. Their thing is lock down, stay in your house. I'm saying on that extreme, and Italy's following that, and everybody else is, that extreme becomes the default of what Trump's about to do. I'm saying it all, China's response has become the default. I said Trump's doing that.
Italy is starting to see a reduction in the daily number of deaths now because of their lockdown. So we know that lockdowns actually do work after a lag time of about 3 weeks.
But are we going to have lockdowns for the flu that kills 35,000 a year?
Well, no, because the mortality rate is so low, you don't worry about that. You don't shut down society for 0.1% fatality rate. You just accept
that's
those
the key.
Deaths.
You really think in your heart of hearts, you're an engineer, smart guy, does the math, owns a research lab, you really do think it has a much higher kill rate than flu?
There's no question. Absolutely no question, Alex. Now, in fact, I think that the death rate is going to be higher in the United States. And I think that the deaths that, you know, people talk about, you even mentioned it, that we think we know the number of deaths, but we don't know the number of infected. Actually, I think a lot of the people who died were not even counted as coronavirus deaths because they were just counted as pneumonia because the testing wasn't taking place. So if you have that equation, the numerator and the denominator, we don't really have good numbers for the numerator. That may be much, much higher because testing was not happening in the United States. The key is going to be over the next few weeks. Yep.
You're going to take over with Owen Schroyer on the other side. We really appreciate you being here, naturalnews.com. We're with newswars.com and infowars.com. And a lot of listeners are saying, you have one guest on with this view, another view, because we're not a cult like right. ABC News or CNN with like one view that we get told by Jeff Zucker to say. We're having like regular folks, you know, down at the old town hall or down at the square, the soapbox, we're having a real discussion. We'll hear from a doctor. We'll hear from an engineer. We'll hear from callers. We'll hear from a lawyer. We'll hear from a scientist. And we're having a big, open discussion about this because this affects us all. But know this, the globalists are licking their lips and they're trying to bring down America with this. And the stock market is plunging right now. And we're going to be here chronicling it as long as we can. They wanted us off the air by now. They wanted us shut down, but we're still here thanks to you. And we will stay in the fight as long as we can, but spread the word because people are really listening right now. Tell folks, they're covering the secrets of the coronavirus right now. Infowars.com/show and band.video. Mike Adams, straight ahead.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Just during the break, I went and got a delicious cup, my second cup of the day. It's really strong. I shouldn't do this because all work and no play makes Jack a really aggressive boy, and the coffee adds to it. But Wake Up America coffee that everybody loves, highest rated in the Chiapas Mountains. It's beyond Mexican coffee, beyond Guatemalan coffee. It's the best coffee in the world. It's right on the border between the two countries in those rainforests. Hand-selected. It's beyond organic. Wild-crafted. Wake Up America coffee. People are blown away by how good it is. Same stuff sold in Whole Foods under another name for $30 for the same size container. Yes, folks, we've been selling it 10 years, never raised the price. $19.95 for that big old bag. 99% reviews, 598 reviews, 4.9 stars on third-party sites. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off. Get it auto-delivered to you, so don't forget to get it each month or every 2 months. You can click out to 9 months whenever you want the new order coming in. 15 days up to 9 months. Patriot Blend Medium Roast only has a 98% out of 814 reviews. It's not as popular. Anyways, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Hey, Alex. Oh, my God. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Look, in January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about living defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem, and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years. And the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking living defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff. But I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. If there's any veteran out there, I don't care if you've traveled, anybody's traveled overseas, you absolutely owe it to yourself to get 2 bottles of that Living Defense.
It's true, folks. We don't sell anything unless it's the highest quality, and Living Defense is over-the-top good.
Across the Western world, from high school to college sports to even the Olympics, men, biological men, are winning almost all of the sporting events. This is men invading women's spaces and bullying them and taking their rights away, all in the name of liberalism and openness. And then every day, I have stacks of news articles, just like today. UK teen fined under house arrest for asking trans police officers gender, and it hurt their feelings. UK mother spared jail for misgendering trans woman ordered to pay £1,000 fine because it could have caused anxiety in the new royalty. That's the thought police. If a leftist has their feelings hurt for any reason, you get fined and you go to jail. This is tyranny. These people are bullies, and it's sick, and it's evil, and it's part of a scientific anti-human takeover. Resist it. Speak out against it.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Quite literally. Crashing through the lies and disinformation. Here we are, Owen Schroyer now. Hosting for Alex, Mike Adams is with me. We're going to hear again from Norm Pattis before it's all said and done. Before I go back to Mike, I want to just go through my bullet points here of everything we're looking at and then make a few comments of my own. As Alex was saying, if we're like looking at a grid or a scale of, you know, and Mike Adams is over here, I'm probably like over here. And I'll explain that in a second. But the irony of the U.S. government ignoring hundreds of thousands dead from prescription drugs, millions dead from abortion, hundreds of thousands dead from heart disease and all these other things, all these cancer-causing environments in the soil, in the products we eat and rub on our skin, people die from that. No quarantine, no shutdown, no panic, no news even. Oh, but the coronavirus is the one. Now, let me go through these bullet points here to try to give you a clear picture. It's 2020, and it's an election year. The anti-globalist candidate, President Trump, is due to sweep the upcoming elections. The USA resurgence is happening. The globalist, the New World Order, can't have it. You've had dozens of CEOs resign. And by the way, the reason I'm pointing all this out is because I think it's all connected, folks. You've had dozens of CEOs resign over the past 2 months, dozens in the top companies.
including Bill Gates from the Microsoft board. You can't get testing kits anywhere, but somehow celebrities and athletes are getting it, and we're able to test them and know that, and so we shut down all the leagues. You have the emergency bills that they're trying to pass because of coronavirus, including abortion rights, gun control, and an internet takeover. How convenient. You have Jews in New York who refuse to be vaccinated, claiming religious exemptions, them getting blamed for the spread of this, so forced inoculations are being pushed as well. You had the federal government just change its monetary policy. Banks don't have to have 10,000 cash on hand. You have the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation all over this coronavirus outbreak. Now they're going to be handing out test kits. Is that so we can test efficacy? You have drills happening in Wuhan, military drills, Event 201, where this exact thing is playing out, just like the U.S. government tested drills and had pamphlets and everything handed out before 9/11, blaming Osama bin Laden. You have Google now being praised and asked to track all human activity in real time, working with the government. That's not scary at all. That's what's happening in China. You have everything closed down. Over, I think it's been 50 deaths so far in the U.S. Again, maybe it's bad, maybe it gets worse. Where's the freak out over all the other things that are killing people? You have all the elites going to their hideout bunkers in New Zealand and other places. What about all the stuff coming in from China? I can still order a dozen things from China today. Why is that not being shut down? And so here's what I'll say. Oh, and by the way, if Trump would have arrested the deep state years ago, if Trump would have arrested all of these criminals in the federal government years ago, none of this would be happening. So that is the problem here. Now, here's what I'll give it over to Mike Adams on, because, again, you know, folks, we're not a cult here. We're looking at all angles, and I'm probably on the other side of the spectrum than Mike, because I believe I already had coronavirus months ago. I was in touch with people. No one else I know has gotten it. But I'll just say this, and then let's get Mike Adams' response to everything I just said. Whether this virus kills 100 people, 100,000 people, or 100 million people, who will stand in the way of tyranny? Who will stand in the way of government tyranny? And I cannot help but instinctually at a gut level feel that that's got to be InfoWars' role now, so that we don't lose everything because of hysteria and fear. Now, Mike, I just laid out all the bullet points. I didn't really give my lowdown opinion on this, but what is your response to all that? I believe it's all connected, and I believe that if we would have arrested deep state criminals years ago, this would not be happening.
Well, you're absolutely right on that point, and thank God Hillary Clinton is not president today as this is happening. So the fact that Trump is president is the saving grace to all of this. Now, you made some really good points, and I honor and respect not just what you said, but your courage, by the way, in the last few months, and what you've done for our country in a leadership role to speak out against the tyranny. But a couple of things that I would add to your argument or even challenge would be, you know, abortion and pharmaceutical deaths. Yeah, they're very large, and we fight against abortion every day. But abortion is not a communicable disease, and pharmaceutical deaths are not communicable. Just because one person gets an abortion doesn't spread an abortion death to another person. So this is something different. This is a communicable disease. It spreads from person to person very rapidly, very quickly. And someone like you who's younger, you survived it. You believe you had it. You survived it. But you know how tough it was. I remember you talking about how painful and how you felt so horrible.
Sickest I'd been in 10 years since right. I had mono.
So imagine somebody who's even slightly immune compromised in their 50s or 60s or 70s. And by the way, plenty of people are getting this in their 30s and 40s right now, too. So even though you survived it, you might inadvertently spread it to somebody who cannot survive it. And that's what we're dealing with here. It's the structure of society. When people get together, even if they themselves become immune to it, I'm sure I could survive it, too. I'm confident in that because of nutrition. But I wouldn't want to spread it to someone who would not survive it. And those might not just be elderly. They might be a lot younger people. Now, to your point about civil liberties, look, Trump is at the helm of a tyrannical system that probably needs to be slashed by 90%. We need a much smaller government. And you're right. If we would have defeated the deep state years ago, none of this would have happened. However, why not encourage President Trump to take this opportunity to do that now? Defeat the deep state now and then shrink the size of government. Yes, we need less tyranny. We need more liberty. In fact, there's an argument out there now that why do we even need a centralized federal government at all? The CDC can't even create testing kits. That's its entire job, is to stop infectious disease, and they can't seem to do that. Well, as you know, it's on purpose. So why do we even have a CDC? Why do we have this monster of a federal government that now looms over us in this context? I say we shrink the whole thing. We cut it all by 90%. We don't need Washington telling us how to live our lives. I agree with that point. But if we don't self-isolate right now, millions will die, and we can't stop that.
Well, this is why I'm a free market capitalist. And I say free market first because this is key. This is something that isn't debated enough. The youth doesn't understand it. In the free market, you can be anything. You can be a capitalist, a communist, a socialist. That's what we have. We have a free market. So in the free market, I think that you're right to say, hey, look, we can look at the science of this and the facts and say, hey, you know what? You should probably stay inside if you think you have a cold, if you think you're feeling sick, stay inside, don't travel, don't do X. That's what I did. I stayed home for 10 days. Quite frankly, my stubbornness almost had me traveling to D.C. If I didn't feel so sick, I probably would have been in D.C. on a plane, maybe even spreading it myself, just because I'm just the kind of guy that just gets out of bed and goes no matter what. But I think that when we're looking at how to deal with this, Mike, self-isolating, self-quarantining is good. I've got a plan ready to go if that goes down. I've got 2 weeks of food if it's a two-week deal. I've got 2 months of food if it's a longer-term deal. I just feel like my biggest fear right now is not the coronavirus. My biggest fear right now is government tyranny.
I think what you're really asking is, can we come out of this with our liberties intact after the virus passes? It will pass in a lockdown scenario that would last probably a maximum of 8 weeks. And I think what you're asking is, will we ever have our freedoms after that? And that's a legitimate question. And I'm not sure what that answer is, actually. And the better option may be, okay, just let millions die and keep the government in check. So that's an option. So that's, let's call that the InfoWars option. Because the lawsuit that's about to be challenged, filed by Alex Jones, is kind of that option. Let's just let everything stay open and let people die and then move on. But at least the government won't be a tyrannical regime at that point. That's an option.
It's certainly a measure that we're looking at here. But let's talk about this, Mike, because, all this stuff and all the hysteria, most people still don't care. Most people are still going out to bars. They're still going out to wherever. They're still flying. Yes, travel is down, but they're still doing it. So, at what point do we sit here and say, okay, we're just going to see what happens, or no, you have to stop?
We always promote being prepared, having firearms, knowing how to use them, and be self-sufficient, and learn how to hunt, and learn how to garden. It's what we're meant to do. It feels good when we do it. But we do sell high-quality, storable food. I told my Patriot a month ago, I said, what can you handle? I said, I think it's going to be really big. And they said, well, we can handle probably this. We're not sure. We're investing everything we've got to even pay it forward to be able to fund. And I said, no, I think this is going to be huge. I think you should spend everything you have coming in to secure more food, even though the prices are going up for you. So those are the top discussions we have. And I'm just giving the inside baseball of all of this. This is 100 times regular volume plus. It was 100 times a few days ago. Now it's about 200 times, okay? At InfoWarsStore.com, you go right in the queue, first come, first serve. But the fact that the orders are so ultra-massive, it's dizzying. This is just insane. We're expecting that to put 6 to 8 weeks to be safe. And then if it continues like this, we're looking at having to suspend food sales. But everybody gets their order in, we'll get your food. But that's how big this is. So what you're getting is 100% the straight deal of what's going on. InfoWarsStore.com.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, and not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid, drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
Silicon Valley thinks you're a dumb jellyfish. They think the West is dead. They think if they censor nationalists and patriots off the internet, you'll just forget about us. And then they'll be the only information out there. Well, so far, that's not been working too well for them. Thanks to you spreading the word steadfastly that the resistance to globalism is alive and well at band.video. And now we've added a lot of new functions and a lot of new hosts and contributors to band.video. So please bookmark it and check it daily. And even more importantly, tell folks about band.video and realize that you can take it with you anywhere you want on your, quote, smartphone to put our free app on your device in defiance of big tech, whether it's Apple or Droid. You simply click the share button on your phone and then add to home screen, and then there's nothing the scumbags can do. The power of America, the power of freedom, the power to build a better world and stand in the face of the censors and the tyrants is alive and stronger than ever at band.video, but it's up to you to unleash its full potential. Band.video.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Disagree on a lot of things, and it's important to have these debates. And iron sharpens iron. But I'll tell you this, there's no doubt in my mind, and that's why I'm like in a weird place too here, Mike, and we're going to talk about the potential of martial law and play this video. But it's like, I mean, I'm almost having trouble facing it, but it's like we're in almost the final battle for USA versus globalism. It's like, this is the moment we've known it's coming. This is the bioweapon. This is the attempted takedown of America. This is the attempted martial law worldwide. This is it. This is what we're dealing with. We knew it was coming. Now, how to deal with it, what the facts are and all this stuff, we can debate it. But we're in it. We're seeing it now. And so it's like, do you go into total war mode, or do you kind of like, it's like 3 days in the tomb where you just wait it out and then come out on the other side like, yeah, this is what we said. So, Mike, let me just get your take on that before we get into martial law and before we play this video of, and that's the other thing too. The media has cried wolf so many times. That's the other thing, Mike. Yeah. The media can sit here and talk about coronavirus and try to panic people. A lot of the people they've seen the media been lying to them so long, they just don't even listen to it. And that's why bars are still crowded. That's why people are still going to events and flying and all of this stuff. But do you agree, Mike? I mean, this is it. This is the moment. And so that's why we can debate martial law, because it's like, does the president initiate martial law and then go after the deep state, keep the streets clean when it's going on?
It's real.
That's kind of where we're at. So talk about that, and then let's play this video of the just show an example of why nobody trusts the media. But Mike, do you agree? Is this the pivotal moment? Is this the junction?
Well, this is, and the way we defeat the globalists is to keep Trump alive and in office, to keep America strong and independent. So that he can continue to do at least four more years of fighting against the globalists. And the way that Trump survives is we have to stop the virus from replicating and taking down America with mass deaths. And the way to stop the virus from replicating
is to institute social distancing measures, strong, aggressive measures, such as banning all domestic flights. Now, that's not martial law. And, you know, it was Stuart Rhodes that corrected me. I was using the term kind of loosely. Martial law this, martial law over there. Stuart said, no, it's not martial law unless the military comes in and overthrows the local government. So just banning flights or even blocking interstate traffic is not martial law. It may look like it, or it may feel like it, but we're not actually being ruled by the military. We're still under the Trump administration that's just instituting very aggressive social distancing measures so that Trump can survive. This is what I'm trying to get across to the patriot community. If millions die, Trump is finished, I believe. So the way to keep Trump in office is to stop the massive numbers of deaths, keep the number of deaths down to just tens of thousands. And the only way to do that right now is strong social distancing. So that's sort of the summary of where I'm at, Owen. And I appreciate you having me on to give my take. You know, this is not a cult. We don't have teleprompters. We have different takes on this, but that's why InfoWars is real news. So that's my take.
Well, no, quite frankly, it's actually more exhilarating to have a structured debate with Mike Adams than to just sit here and see everything the same way. But that's why I feel like we are at the junction, Mike, because when we got to this point, look, I'm sure there were people telling George Washington, hey, don't go across that frozen river. I'm sure there were people telling Paul. I mean, so it's like we're in the time right now. We're going to have different opinions on how to deal with it. But because we are the war generals here, like that's why having this discussion is so important. And I think it's actually more important for us to disagree. That way we can really measure out all these angles and think logically and clearly as we see these things play out. Now, again, though, and we're going to go to this video. Mainstream news is now the boy that cried wolf. It's even worse. So
that's right.
When mainstream news comes out and creates all this hysteria, whether it be over Russian collusion or Ukrainian quid pro quo or Trump's a racist or now COVID-19, people aren't listening. So is that a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Here is a media report happening. I believe it was outside an HEB. Was this in Austin, guys, or in Texas? Where they were shooting a live report and a gentleman stopped by to tell the cameras how he feels about mainstream news.
Trucks are coming and going. Okay, now there's somebody who's being number. We'll talk to you guys a little bit later.
It's your fault that people are freaking out here. You all are the ones that are at fault. This is
you're
no
the
worse
here
than
at
the flu.
6 o'clock in the morning.
I'm reacting to other people.
Well, you don't have to react.
Okay, bye.
Well, no.
Call your boss. No. Your editors.
Thank you.
Call the scum of the earth.
Bye.
I don't even blame the Chinese. I don't blame them at all. They did everything right. It's you all that are hyping things up. Goodbye. Bye. Have a good morning.
So, see, and then there's the other added element of this, too, Mike, where it's like, you have to invest all your chips on one hand. Well, no, the media is causing panic and hysteria, just like they try to do with everything. That doesn't mean this isn't a potentially deadly thing.
Yeah, and the again, difference is
the media lies all day long. So it's like, how do you know when to trust them?
Well, you're exactly right. Actually, the media lies all the time. But occasionally they will stumble upon something that's true that they think they can use to hurt Trump. The difference is that I'm a Trump supporter. I voted for Trump. I advocate for Trump. I want Trump to succeed. The left wants Trump to fail. That's the difference. So, and also the media doesn't understand science. The media doesn't understand math. You know, we saw with Brian Williams, can't do basic math. So yeah, the media is totally discredited. And whatever they're saying, I mean, who is even watching the media anymore? That's the thing. The people at fault here are people watching the media, the mainstream media. You're an idiot if you're watching the mainstream media. People should be watching InfoWars to get real news and information. So who's even watching the left-wing media? Why does it matter what they say? You know, look, the truth is that this is a real virus. Trump's presidency will be threatened if millions die. How do you stop millions from dying? How do you do it? Well, you know, nutrients, antivirals, and social distancing. Those are the only options we have right now. And every day that Trump delays, probably many thousands more, maybe even tens of thousands more will die later this summer. Believe me, Owen, when June or July comes around, you'll see it. You will see the death count just exploding by the day. Even now, even if we do social distancing now, we're still going to lose thousands, maybe a lot more, especially in New York City. So it's not a small matter, but Trump can survive it if he navigates it very carefully. And that's the debate here. How does Trump navigate this? You know, I don't have a crystal ball. You don't either. None of us are perfect. But we're at least giving suggestions of how he might survive this so that he can fight the globalists. That's the goal.
Well, and I'll just say this, too, and I'm going to read this from Ron Paul that we just posted at InfoWars.com in the next segment, The Coronavirus Hoax and Authoritarian Dream. Trump has made more measures to stop the coronavirus outbreak than any administration I've seen in the past. And so you can go back and look at the numbers, the H1N1 under Biden and all this other stuff. You've had 35,000 deaths a year from that, 26,000 deaths another year. So whatever the final tally is, I don't even think it'll matter. Whatever the president does, they're still going to say he's bad. They're still going to blame him. Whether there's 10 deaths, 10,000 deaths, 100,000 deaths, they're still going to go after him. My fear, though, is there's going to be some give and take here, Mike, because if the president shuts everything down and the globalists get an economic collapse in America, which is where this is headed right now, that's a victory for them. And I think that will hurt Trump politically.
But you can't have an economy afterward if your people are dead. You have to protect human life first to have an economy in the recovery. You know, how does the stock market ever go back to where it was before a month ago? The answer is you have to have people alive and working. And this could kill millions if we don't take the right track here. So, you know, you have to protect human life in order to have an economy. That's the whole point. And by the way, when the economy is going down now, nobody's blaming Trump. They're blaming the virus. And that's a biological weapon that was engineered. It was tweaked by China. It was released by Obama era individuals in U.S. universities. That's all on Obama. This whole thing wouldn't have happened if the Obamas and the Bidens and the Clintons weren't involved in sharing secret weapons technology with China.
But don't you think the president has a much better backdrop for all of this if he comes out with that? Or do you think he's not saying that because it will cause panic?
I think he doesn't want to be accused of being a conspiracy theorist, but that's actually a true conspiracy. There are many conspiracies that are true. That's one of them. And he should come out and say it. He should fire the head of the CDC, and he should follow the advice of Francis Boyle, frankly. Shut down the death science industry and the scientists who created this thing in the first place. Tell the truth to the world, and then recommend vitamin C, for God's sake. And you know, we could really suppress the number of infections from this day forward. The solutions are out there, but no one's talking about them.
Yeah, you know, that's one thing that really kind of is upsetting me right now is that, I mean, I'm not calling President Trump a liar, but I mean, let's call a spade here. They're not being fully honest about this, folks. They're not. And I don't know what is measured about that. I don't know who's in Trump's ear, but it would be a lot easier for President Trump to solve this if he said, yeah, this is probably a bioweapon. We should hunker down.
This should really be easier than it is. I'm not here giving you a sales pitch. I'm pointing out the way forward, things that I've discovered that I absolutely know work, that if you will listen to me and try them out for yourself, you will see how amazing it is. And then your support of the product we're selling will help you and will help us, and it's symbiotic. My friends, I harp and harp and harp about iodine because it's the good halogen, fluoride's the bad halogen. And people told me about it for years and I didn't listen. And I'm so thankful that finally I listened to Dr. Grip like 8 years ago and started taking true iodine, atomic iodine. We've got it back in stock X2, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm telling you folks, get it. It's amazing. Discover the benefits. And it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. You can't lose unless you don't take action.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWar Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered, can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Of a Ron Paul piece that we've posted at Infowars.com. The Coronavirus Hoax, An Authoritarian Dream by Ron Paul. Governments love crises because when the people are fearful, they are more willing to give up freedoms for promises that the government will take care of them. After 9/11, for example, Americans accepted a near total destruction of their civil liberties in the Patriot Act's hollow promises of security. It is ironic to see the same Democrats who tried to impeach President Trump last month for abuse of power, demanding that the administration grab more power and authority in the name of fighting a virus that thus far has killed less than 100 Americans. Declaring a pandemic emergency on Friday, President Trump now claims the power to quarantine individuals suspected of being infected by the virus and, as Politico writes, stop and seize any plane, train, or automobile to stymie the spread of the contagious disease. He can even call out the military to cordon off a U.S. city or state. State and local authorities love panic as well. The mayor of Champaign, Illinois, signed an executive order declaring the power to ban the sale of guns and alcohol and cut off gas, water, or electricity to any citizen. The governor of Ohio just essentially closed his entire state. The chief fearmonger of the Trump administration is without a doubt Anthony Fauci, head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases at the National Institute of Health. Fauci is all over the media, serving up outright falsehoods to stir up even more panic. He testified to Congress that the death rate for the coronavirus is 10 times that of the seasonal flu, a claim without any scientific basis. On Face the Nation, Fauci did his best to further damage an already tanking economy by stating, "Right now, personally myself, I wouldn't go to a restaurant." He has pushed for closing the entire country down for 2 weeks. Over what? A virus that has thus far killed just over 5,000 worldwide and less than 100 in the United States. By contrast, tuberculosis, an old disease not much discussed these days, killed nearly 1.6 million in 2017. Where's the panic over this? By the way, it's coming in over the southern border, still wide open. I just added that. If anything, what people like Fauci and other fearmongers are demanding will likely make the disease worse. The martial law they dream about will leave people hunkered down inside their homes instead of going outdoors or to the beach where the sunshine and fresh air would help boost immunity. The panic produced by these fearmongers is likely helping the spread of the disease as massive crowds rush into Walmart and Costco for the last roll of toilet paper. The madness over the coronavirus is not limited to politicians and the medical community. The head of the neoconservative Atlantic Council wrote an editorial this week urging NATO to pass an Article 5 declaration of war against the COVID-19 virus. Are they going to send in tanks and drones to wipe out these microscopic enemies? People should ask themselves whether this coronavirus pandemic could be a big hoax, with the actual danger of the disease massively exaggerated by those who seek to profit, financially or politically, from the ensuing panic. That is not to say the disease is harmless. Without question, people will die from coronavirus. Those in vulnerable categories should take precautions to limit their risk of exposure. But we have seen this before. Government overhypes a threat as an excuse to grab more of our freedoms. When the quote unquote threat is over, they never give us our freedoms back. That is from Ron Paul at the ronpaulinstitute.com. Again, I think the 9/11 analogy is the best that I've seen. Mike Adams, 60 seconds. Would you like to respond to that?
Ron Paul's article is horribly misinformed, and in 8 weeks, he will regret writing it. His title, calling this pandemic a hoax, goes against every pillar of epidemiological and medical knowledge that he should have himself. I love Ron Paul. He's a hero for America, but he is grossly misinformed, in my opinion, with this article, and it stands as a tragic mistake to put out that information and call Dr. Fauci a fearmonger for simply telling people to get prepared. So I strongly disagree with Ron Paul's article today, and he will regret it. He will regret writing it. That's my take.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Alex Jones Show. This is the only real discussion you're going to have about the coronavirus with people who agree on some things, disagree on other things, looking at all the angles. But hey, I mean, The reason why we're the experts on this is because we're the ones that told you this was coming. Whatever it is, we told you.
It's really smart to get high-quality, storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. It's also smart to drink filtered water with an Alexa Pure system that's one of the highest rated out there and extremely affordable. And it's just as important to have your immune system boosted during times like this. And DNA Force Plus with PQQ, CoQ10, and so many other amazing ingredients is the base foundation for your entire body, your mitochondrial output inside your cells, your telomeres, and so much more. DNA Force is now, after 4 months of being sold out, back in stock, 40% off. This is our flagship product. I'm so proud of it, and I had run out of it as well. So when I got it last week, when it came back in, I was so excited. It's now available at InfoWarsStore.com. You're getting a wonderful formula, and it funds the information war with the important fight that we're carrying out for not just the American people, but the people of the world. So please get your DNA Force Plus today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're into the third hour of the Alex Jones Show today. It's been very powerful. It's going to be must listen to, must see TV for probably the next month as we watch the coronavirus spread or we watch the Trump administration handle it correctly. I will say this, and I've kind of been saying this. In fact, I give Mike credit, folks, because let me tell you, being in this position and breaking this stuff down is not easy, and it takes a lot of courage to put out what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what your research says, because we're in like soft sand here, and you don't want to step too quickly, you might sink further. And so while I may disagree or agree with Mike, believe me, it takes a lot of courage for Mike to come on here and say what he's saying in the face of a lot of people telling him not to say it. Let me tell you that. And while I'm not on the far end of the spectrum as Mike is, thinking this is going to be as deadly or as outbreak as much, I will say this, and I'm sure Mike's hearing the same thing behind the scenes. They're getting prepared for the worst. I'm not saying I think it's going to be the worst, but there's no doubt. It looks like probably within about 2 weeks, we may see just basically total shutdown of civilization. And they will call for bars to be shut down. They probably will suspend flights. They've been getting ready to do this actually for about 2 weeks now. So I don't know what it is they're waiting on, but they have had this in the works. They're buying up food. They're buying up iodine. They're buying up silver. So they're getting ready for the worst of the worst to happen, and they're going to play it out in about 2 weeks. So the slow roll of this is interesting, Mike. What do you make of that? What do you make of the slow roll of this coming out of the White House, coming out of the CDC, et cetera, instead of the immediate clampdown, which would have been appropriate if they really believe it's going to be that bad? Why not the immediate clampdown? Why this slow rollout? Is that to stop panic? What do you think, Mike Adams?
Well, again, there's been a concerted effort this entire time to make sure the American people were not prepared. So the mocking of preppers, the Surgeon General saying don't buy personal preparedness equipment, CDC officials saying don't buy food early on, and then later changing to, yes, some people should stockpile
food. Well, they didn't want to rush the market. They were buying it up.
Yeah, but, well, exactly. You know, if people had been preppers all along over a long period of time, there wouldn't be this rush in the grocery stores. I mean, understand, the people who are mobbing the grocery stores today are the people who failed to prepare in advance. There are no preppers in those long lines. The preppers are at home with the goods they already purchased months before. So preppers prevent panic. This is a very crucial point to get out there. Preppers prevent panic. It's the latecomers, the people who are surprised by this, that suddenly panic because they've been getting bad information from the government on purpose this entire time. So many, many sectors of our government have done a disservice to the American people by not allowing them to get prepared. Now, but here's the other thing, Owen. If Trump locks this down, and Alex mentioned this earlier, and he's correct about this. If Trump locks things down, he will suppress the number of deaths down to just maybe tens of thousands of people. And then we will all be attacked for saying, it was no big deal. Well, the reason it was no big deal is because he locked it down. So if you don't lock it down, you get millions of deaths. If you do lock it down, you get maybe tens of thousands. So that's the choice we have. Either way, We're all going to get blamed anyway. You know that, Owen. We're all going to get smeared. We're all going to get blamed. Even Trump will get blamed, no matter what he does. So the real question is, do we still have our principles intact? And yes, I am 100% pro-Constitution, pro-liberty, pro-Trump, pro-America, not giving that up, not taking a forced shot, not giving up my firearms, and I'm still fighting for the First Amendment, by the way. And if we had more protections of the First Amendment, if Trump had gone after big tech before, then we would have had a bigger platform to help people get prepared in advance of all of this. So that's another argument why we need free speech on social media, by the way. We could have helped people this entire time.
Yeah, that's a good point because, like I said, we were the only ones talking about this years ago. I can't say before anybody ever heard of COVID-19 because they were writing about it in books decades ago somehow, that magical yeah. mystery that's going on. But you know, Mike, as I'm just continuing to look at the stuff that's coming down here, what would you say? Because here's the other thing. People want to put everybody into a box. I guarantee you Mike Adams' answer to this next question goes far outside of the box that he's already in. Mike, you've already answered this, but let me just get it on record here. Would you take a vaccine for the COVID-19
no,
and would you suggest
not.
Others take it?
Look, I can't speak to each person's individual choice. I would never take it because it's going to be rushed and it will be experimental. And it may end up killing you with the next infection you get. That's what happened with the SARS-CoV-1 vaccine experiments that they tried to run on animals. The animals were fine initially, but with a subsequent infection, many of them died. The fatality rate skyrocketed. And that's why they don't have a SARS-CoV-1 vaccine right now. So I would never take this vaccine, not even at gunpoint. If they want to send government officials to my home to force me to take a vaccine, they better bring some body bags because that's exactly how it's going to go down. I'm not taking the vaccine. Now, of course, then they can force me not to take air flights. Well, guess what? I'm not taking flights anyway. So, but yeah, they're going to try to lock down society and have a show me your papers about the vaccines. And I'm going to fight against that, Owen. I'm going to fight against that vigorously, aggressively for years to come because I know that's what they're going to try to do with this outbreak.
Mike, as far as I have seen, we have not stopped shipments in mass coming in from China. And the only basic research I did from this, I mean, you can look up some stories in the news. I tend to like to, I'm from the show me state. I like to live things out for myself. Obviously you can't do that with every measure, but sometimes you can. I can order right now shoes from China, clothes from China, products from China on Amazon. I can order it all right now, have it shipped and delivered to my house within 2 weeks. Why are we still taking packages from China if that's where the outbreak has been so deadly and so out of control? Why is there no measure to stop that?
Well, that's from the Obama era where there was a subsidy of the U.S. Postal Service to allow China to ship products cheaply into the United States to really suppress local domestic U.S. businesses. That's Obama era stuff. And Amazon has been subsidized by Obama era rules and regulations as well. Trump's been trying to reverse a lot of that to help protect U.S. businesses. But by the way, the big message Trump should take out of this, in my opinion, is to say, hey, let's reestablish industry in America. Let's make things in America. Let's buy things in America. Even the pharmaceutical industry, which I'm no fan of, but if you're going to have big pharma, why not make pharmaceuticals domestically so you have a redundant supply chain?
Well, by the way, Mike, I want to get a more focused answer from you here. But by the way, we've become oil independent under Trump. We
That's
kept
right.
relying on Chinese steel under Trump. And he just signed an executive order to stop relying on Chinese pharmaceutical goods.
All good moves.
But again, though, I mean, do you think there should be a stopping of all shipments coming from China? Do you think that is something that needs to be declared? Are they afraid that will stop supply lines?
Well, it has to be a gradual change. For example, in rare earth minerals, we have made great strides in the last 2 years to get away from China, the Chinese monopoly that existed in 2016 and 2017. That's changed dramatically. But it has to be gradual, Owen. Otherwise, you're going to shut down telecom, aircraft, automobile manufacturing, consumer electronics. You'll shut down every industry right now if you cut off China's supply lines. But over time, we could get away with that, but it's going to take years. No question about it.
Well, I guess let me ask this then. Could the coronavirus potentially still be spreading from China to the U.S. because of this shipping?
Well, it's very unlikely that that would be a significant factor. Even if the coronavirus lives for days on certain surfaces, such as cardboard, up to 9 days, according to some estimates. But frankly, I think the domestic air travel in America is spreading far more numbers of these cases right now. Domestic air travel and the border both need to be shut down. Yeah. right now, in my opinion. And look, I appreciate you having me on. I know we're about out of time, but I'm going to give you my straight up opinion, Owen. You're never going to, I'm never going to fudge it. I'm never going to try to be the popular guy. I'm just going to give you what I think and what my numbers are showing. And, you know, audience can take it or leave it, but at least you know you're getting what I really believe. No one's pulling my strings and telling me what to say.
Well, and I'm glad that we're getting different views on this. It's kind of weird, you know, people in the audience like, hey, you know, some people saying this, some people, well, yeah, I mean, this is a real discussion. Nobody tells us what to think. Nobody tells us what to do. In fact, I'll be perfectly honest. Last week, Mike Adams told me not to fly. I flew over the weekend, Mike. I did. I hopped on a plane and I flew and I went out in the mountains and I shot some guns and I hiked some mountains. And, you know, I don't regret it because, quite frankly, I thought they were probably going to shut it down in 2 weeks. I wouldn't be able to take a vacation.
But you said you thought you had the coronavirus before.
That was
so.
That was over a month ago.
Couldn't and you still have some?
I've been in contact with hundreds of people. No one else I know has contracted it. So from my experience.
Oh my.
You know, we'll
all
see.
Right, Owen.
See you, Mike.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have approved proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
We know that the globalists are in trouble. Humanity's waking up to their tyranny, how they run their scams, their Ponzi schemes, how they're building a post-human world. But we know they're going to strike back. And the UN has said that they're going to absolutely implode third world countries and then use those giant populations as weaponized hordes to come in and overwhelm the West and collapse our social services in a giant Cloward and Piven program. The UN also has said they'll use mass plagues to make us capitulate to world government. Inner coronavirus. This is a critical year, and it's a critical time to stay informed and to be spreading the word because people are waking up like never before. But this fight against tyranny is neck and neck, so spread the word about band.video and infowars.com/show. That is so important. You are at the center of the resistance. You are our only hope.
Real stuff, man. We're talking about the real deal here. And I love Trump all day long, but man, I tell you, he sits here and lets these big tech people keep running roughshod over him. Everybody, I've got a problem. And we'll just take the Trump rallies over. That said, about 2 months ago, I came up with a plan that I haven't launched yet. We have a warehouse full of hundreds of thousands of stickers, 20 different stickers. Impeach the Democrats, save the Second Amendment, defend the First Amendment, Infowars.com, and it looks like duct tape, but it's just a regular sticker. You put it over your mouth, you go to a Trump rally, and you instantly take over without even disrupting things. People say, why are you doing this? What's happening? Well, you go, well, we're being censored, and, you know, Trump won't do anything about it. And Dr. Pechenik, let me just ask you what you think, because I've not launched this yet.
It's brilliant. You've taken the very element that they try to repress you with, that silence, and made it into a weapon. You have the loudest sound of all, silence. And you know what's most disturbing to people? Silence. Silence. Silence.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There really are so many angles to this, ladies
Live
and gentlemen.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Owen Troyer in for Alex Jones. Really so many angles. I'm just sitting here discussing it with the crew. Again, I mean, people, I'm not disrespecting Mike Adams. I think he's courageous with his research and his opinion. I just don't agree with all of it. I don't think it's going to get that deadly. He says, well, these are the facts. Well, how do we know these are the numbers? Again, though, I'm not going to go back down that road. You already heard from Mike. I want to go and hear from you. Give out the phone number right now, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. I just feel like there's so many different ways you can play this, but now, see, this is the factor. If this is a bioweapon and it's been designed to get into you and affect you and then really outbreak 2 months, 3 months later, well then, we need to be told that. No one from the Trump administration is talking about this being a bioweapon. Nobody from the Trump administration is trying to figure out where this thing really came from. And quite frankly, I'm sick of all the commentary just sitting here blaming China. It's just pathetic. That's like blaming Osama bin Laden for 9/11, okay? I'm just going to leave it at that. But the phone number for you to weigh in, 877-789-2539. Let's get your take on all this, the response to everything we've talked about. Now, again, we've been selling preparedness items for decades at InfoWarsStore.com. And so it's funny to see all these people telling you to panic about coronavirus, then also trying to attack our store. No, we were selling these products long before you ever heard of coronavirus because we knew the threat of government tyranny, we knew the threat of biological warfare, and we knew how important it would be to be prepared and be ready to be independent with emergency food or water filters or whatever for a couple months or longer. And so, yeah, you're seeing panic at stores. You're seeing people go out and buy 500 rolls of toilet paper, buying out stores of hand sanitizer, which at the end of the day ain't going to save you. But this is the panic that's ensuing. But let me tell you this, guys, Doc Ham. I got to say, of all the things that we've done here at InfoWars and with the coronavirus outbreak happening and just being so delicate on how to cover this, I cannot be more proud of what Alex Jones has decided to do with these lawsuits. And instinctually, at my gut level, I couldn't even help it, folks. Call it God's will, but instinctually, at my gut level, I feel like InfoWars' role in this, again, this is not even commenting on how deadly the virus may or may not be. I feel that our role in this time is to be the last line of defense against tyranny because no one else will do it. And so, yeah, we have lawsuits that are going to go into effect should the Trump administration basically end the Bill of Rights, end the Constitution, end commerce, end free travel, end the free market. We've got the lawsuits. Now, this isn't cheap, folks. Believe me. And the reason why we don't litigate like this is because it's expensive and we're dealing with so much on the back end. It's time consuming. It's expensive. So we're going to be there like the tank man at Tiananmen Square. That's InfoWars. In fact, we got that shirt. Pull that shirt up. That's how you can fund us. We are the tank man at Tiananmen Square. And you know what? Maybe the virus is that deadly. Just like the communist Chinese will mow down 100 million people. But we're going to be standing there against tyranny. And just, again, there's the shirt, InfoWars Tank Man. We are the Tank Man, ladies and gentlemen. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and fuel this fight, because we will be the last stand against tyranny. Believe me. And you heard Mike Adams. Hey, we may disagree on how to handle this coronavirus or the effects or anything, but you heard him. He's not taking a vaccine. I ain't taking a vaccine. Uh-uh. So, I want to get your take on everything. Guys, I don't have a, you can just pull the caller list up on my monitor over here. 877-789-ALEX, if you want to get into the show today. What do you think about the coronavirus? I just feel like it's already come here. It's been here for months. Everybody that was getting sick in December and January are now like, oh, that's why I was so sick. That's why I was sicker than I'd ever been. And so here we are. And by the way, well, I won't even get into it because maybe someone else will bring it up. But let's take one call before we take this break, and then I'll continue to go to your calls. And let's go with Ray in Michigan. Go ahead, Ray.
Hey, Owen. Great show. Long-time listener. So I went to the Secretary of State today to renew my cab on my truck, and they've got the place all closed down and said that they wanted you to make an appointment to go in there to see them. Nobody's in there. Nobody.
Oh, but you know, if you got pulled over, you'd probably get ticketed for not having your updated, you know, registration.
And then, so I'm sitting there saying to her, well, why don't you just let me go in there and get my cab? I mean, give me some kind of a hand sanitizer or something. And, no, sir, we can't do that. And so I says, what's the difference between me making an appointment or just coming in there right now? And then she says, well, these are the rules. And I sit back there and I think to myself, man, this is such control. How much control can people have by just total hysteria?
Well, and I think a lot of people are realizing that now, Ray, because of this. I think a lot of people are really getting more in tune to that, probably tuning into InfoWars, because we've been talking about it forever, and they're pissed. Guess what? Red-blooded Americans don't like being told what to do. And I got to be honest. Like I said, I'm more afraid of government tyranny forever till the day I die than of the COVID-19 or any other virus. 110%. That'll never change for me.
Amen, brother. And you know what? Everybody I talk to, I try to just drop the bomb. You guys need to listen to Jones. Everybody says, oh, well, he's a conspiracy theorist. I look at him and say, show me which theory that he's been wrong on.
they struggle with that, don't they? Boy, I'll tell you, they really struggle with that one. It's like trying to get a roll of toilet paper at the grocery store. Hey, can you tell me what Jones was wrong about? Can you get a roll of toilet paper from the store today? We'll be right back with more of your phone calls.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740.
800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hanneman, if I'm pronouncing that right. What do you think's really going on? And thanks for calling.
So, yes, I was in Costco a couple of weeks ago. I was getting ready. I went to buy a bunch of toilet paper and some things before the crowds really hit. And I had my phone. I had your show going on, sticking on my pocket so I could hear it. I wasn't using headphones. And this lady stops and says, who are you listening to? Who's that talking? I said, this is Alex Jones. And she just got, her eyes got wide open. And she says, really? I thought he was off the air. And I said, no. And I told her, I explained, you know, the whole situation and told her where to go. She wrote down, you know, band.video and also Infowars.com and just said he's still on.
I run into people at the grocery store, at the mall, on the hike and bike trail, and they go, oh, Alex, I used to love you. I wish you were still on air. Are you ever going to go back on air? And I'm like, we're on hundreds of radio stations, over 100 TV stations and cable stations. We have our own streams at Infowars.com and band.video. And they go, really? They said you were off the air because they took the deplatforming as off the air. No, we have our own platform. Infowars, Infowars, Infowars. Alex Jones here with two big announcements. Ultra 12 and Vitamin Mineral Fusion are both back in stock after being sold out for months. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is high quality vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other key cofactors that are so good for you and your family, especially your children's bodies and your immune systems. Ultra 12 is the highest quality vitamin B12 taken sublingually under the tongue. It is back in stock. You can get them both individually for 40% off right now and get them together as a combo for 50% off. This makes your life so much better when you have a good multivitamin mineral that you actually absorb and as a tasty fruit punch. And of course, vitamin B12 is the bedrock foundation of energy, stamina, libido, just everything. And they're both back in stock, 40% off individually or 50% off when you get them together at InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't sell firearms, but I promote them constantly. Now, could somebody listen to me and go out and buy a gun and use it wrong? Yeah. Just like I'm telling people, hey, I'm a man. I love women. You ought to go out and get a girlfriend. You may have problems with her. You may get a divorce. You may whatever. The point is, I'm just steering you in the direction I went that was successful when I left. Well, when it comes to supplements and when it comes to storable foods, we've got the best out there because I want you to get a great result and to come back again and again as a customer and fund our political, spiritual operations against the globalists. So if you want storable foods and everybody else is sold out and you want them delivered to your door, you want to be high quality, then take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got to tell you, the next week or two, I may come out and say, sorry, no more food sales. We've sold out, just like we've done with supplements and other things. So get your orders in now today at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and your family. Become independent.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Great conversation and debate happening in the breaks here. Some of which maybe I'll say on air, but not today. But yeah, there is a lot of silver linings happening with this coronavirus hysteria or spread. But here's where we're at right now. There is no doubt to me, and we've been kind of teasing this just to see how it would go because of what we're being told behind the scenes. But folks, they're going to shut everything down. This is the globalist attempt. This is the deep state attempt to wreck the economy. They're going for broke. That's what we're dealing with. They're going for broke. And my guess is they end up shutting everything down probably within a month. They'll just shut it all down. Of course, they'll blame Trump. And then you'll have other people blaming China. Like as if that's, yeah. It's all really low IQ stuff. But I think what we're going to end up facing is, I don't think Americans are going to run in fear. I don't think they're going to hunker down and do it. They're already not doing it. And I just don't see that changing. So I'm going to stop myself now or I'll just run on forever. Let's go back to the phone calls. Let's go to Lynn in Colorado. Go ahead, Lynn.
Hello. How are you? I'm a little nervous. I want to get this out. Please bear with me. This is so important. I think everyone is missing it. In 2014, the Medicare and Medicaid system was turned over to the Department of Defense, IBM, for Centennial Care, Conduit Care. The state of Alaska had thrown them out, and the state of New Mexico had adopted them in. This is for all 10 regions of the United States. Please make no mistake about this. When it was turned over, I started looking into it. Nothing is by accident. The Department of Defense came up. A super AI computer called Watson. This super AI computer, the purpose of it, and I couldn't believe my eyes, was that by 2021, the American population would have a medical RFID patch in their right hand, and all their information would be on it, their banking, everything. This started in 2014. I challenge all of you and Christians, believers, please look this up. I have become a targeted individual. I am 62 years old, but I won't be afraid. And I will stand and I will tell the truth. May God be with us all.
Thank you, Lynn. And everything that Lynn has just said has been even documented at InfoWars.com. We've been covering it. We've been warning about the forced inoculations. We've been warning about the chip, the mark of the beast. We told you they'd use a biological outbreak to do it. That's what's going on. And I'm not going to get into some geopolitical thing where I point the finger at China. This is well and far beyond China, ladies and gentlemen. This is the international criminal cabal trying to take down the United States, which, quite frankly, the ones that we're dealing with don't like China. Now, they may want to use China's model of control, and they work with China to develop AI and test it and everything. But believe me, they don't like China. They don't have control over China. So I just don't like the whole finger pointing and blaming China thing. I think it's very low IQ geopolitical stuff to engage in, like blaming Osama bin Laden for 9/11. Maybe you believe that. Let's go back out to the phones and go to Taylor in Texas. Go ahead, Taylor.
Hey, Owen. Guys,
are we having trouble with our phone lines today? Because, like, everyone keeps breaking up. Hey, just put Taylor on hold. Let's try Chris in Florida. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Owen. How you doing?
Good. Thank you.
Have you ever heard of a man named Bill Reiner?
Bill Reiner? I don't believe so.
Okay. In 2010, he did an interview with a whistleblower back in 2005, I believe. He posted in 2010 on YouTube on Alpha Zero and in detail described exactly what they were going to do with China, with the virus, flu-like symptoms, everything. Also, the HEB stores in Texas, Austin, Dallas, and San Antonio are closing for warehouse space for their stores, and they're hiring police officers to guard them and also Allied Signal guards.
Wait a second. I'm a little unclear. You're saying that the HEB grocery stores are planning on closing?
Yeah, they're closing some of their stores and
going. Okay, I haven't seen that yet. And the last I saw was that Trump was working with some of the heads of these major grocery stores, and it's like as if they were prepared for this a while ago, because they're coming out saying, hey, look, we're good. Even the HEB CEO said, don't worry, we still got your back.
Yeah. Well, they're hiring guards, and they're hiring police officers to guard them. And the
okay, so they're the just mall. Expecting panic to ensue and then them to just be overwhelmed, I guess.
Either that or they're going to be, I heard something about arresting a bunch of cartel members, maybe throw them in there or something. I don't know. But
you know what? I'm glad you said that, Chris, because look, this is what it comes down to. the president should have started arresting people years ago, okay? We wouldn't be dealing with this now. If we don't start having criminals in this international criminal cabal going down, if we don't have people getting locked up and thrown in jail for all the crimes against humanity this year, the coronavirus will win. And I don't mean the actual virus. I mean tyranny. Chris, thanks for the call. All right, let's try Taylor again in Texas. Let's see if the line's cleared up. Go ahead, Taylor.
All right, sorry about that.
Yeah, you're good now. Go ahead.
Okay, I love your videos, and it's an honor to talk to you. But anyways, moving on from that, I just wanted to touch bases on I go to a small church, and they were people online were criticizing half our members just for going to church. And so I feel like the same tyranny, you know, how they did, you know, they kind of bully and rally against you. They kind of were, you know, they'll use that same angle to attack you going to gatherings or any types of even church gatherings. But with that being said, you know, I agree with you. I'm not afraid of the virus. Call me selfish. But I do have a family, and, you know, I'm just worried about the safety of other people reacting in a panic manner. Just like that last caller said, you know, just the, you know, having guards at grocery stores. I mean, that's like a prison state. You know, that's crazy.
Well, this has all been in the works for a while. I don't know why they're slow rolling it as far as the Trump administration is concerned. And let me just be clear, too. I'm not disrespecting Mike Adams and his analysis here. I may disagree with some. I may agree with some. We need all kinds of people on this team. If you want to have a winning championship team, I mean, you can't even watch a sporting event, so they're rolling all these replays. Like, there was this one about why the Bulls got Dennis Rodman. It's like, well, they needed that piece. Hey, we need people like Mike Adams. But guess what? We need people like me, too, who are going to stand up in Jerry Nadler's face telling me committed treason. We need people like me, too, who's going to stand up in the Senate and say, no, go ahead and arrest me for my free speech. I'm not bowing down to tyranny, man. Call me selfish. I am just convicted to take this role. I've never been more strong in standing up to tyranny than I feel like right now. And it's a tough place to be considering how sensitive this is. Thanks for the call, Taylor. But look, I'm telling you folks, we've been telling you this. They have been ready for about 2 weeks to just get everything shut down. They've been making the moves for a while. Okay? Behind the scenes, buying up food, buying up supplements, getting the CDC ready for the worst, getting local police ready for the worst. I mean, this information eventually trickles back to us. I haven't wanted to add to the hysteria. I'm just telling you what's going on, folks. And again, Mike Adams could be 100% correct, but something doesn't add up. Why all the panic for this and not the swine flu that killed like 10 times as many people in the same amount of time in that given year? What is different about this coronavirus that they're not telling us? Because they're not telling it. It's all hearsay. It's all from the internet. We're not getting anything from the CDC. What is it about this?
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Rich in Alabama. Rich, thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr. Jones. Appreciate it. First thing, I love the Turbo Force. I drive truck for a living, and it's amazing. Coffee kind of gives you a little crash there at the end, but that Turbo Force is amazing.
How is Turbo Force different than coffee?
I'll tell you what. It's sustainable anywhere from 8-10 hours. I don't feel the jitters like I do drinking coffee, and it's just, you know, at the end of the day, I don't need anything to go to bed. I'll pop a knockout, boom, I'm out cold.
Well, that's what we went out to a top developer who didn't want his name on it, and I said, what would the ultimate long, say, 10-hour energy be? Is that possible? that's good and clean and strong and has a bunch of different forms of energy that are healthy and natural that are time-released. And there's more money in it than anybody else puts in their product. So that's why Turbo Force has such a great effect. And so I really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you like Turbo Force.
As we witness the most disastrous geological activity in recorded history, the globalists are backed into a corner, and the leftists are pushing for civil war. Borders are being broken and sovereignty is being challenged. The world is going to change, and how it changes will likely be decided by those who are prepared to stay strong when the system fails. The system is vulnerable. Electricity could be gone in an instant, and grocery stores could be empty in 3 days. Having storable foods and the ability to purify water will give you a fighting chance in the next level. And being without puts you at the mercy of others or makes you a slave to a dying system. Buy storable foods and an Alexa Pure Gravity water filter today. Support mankind by being prepared, and support freedom by buying from InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Hey, Alex. Oh, my God. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Look, in January 2016, I went in the hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about living defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem, and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years. And the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking living defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff. But I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. If there's any veteran out there, I don't care if you've traveled over, anybody's traveled overseas, you absolutely owe it to yourself to get 2 bottles of that Living Defense.
It's true, folks. We don't sell anything unless it's the highest quality, and Living Defense is over-the-top good.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
It's exhilarating. Very controversial, this subject of the coronavirus. Anybody involved in a bioweapons lab needs to be arrested immediately and questioned. Just like Francis Boyle said. Because we don't know where this coronavirus came from, folks. I'm not playing geopolitical chess here and pointing the finger at China. Yeah, that's where the big outbreak happened that made it a nationwide, worldwide story. But is that where it came from? Hey, I don't trust the Chinese government as much as the next guy claiming it came from the U.S., but do you trust the U.S. government that told you 19 intelligence agencies Trump colluded with Russia? So let's check ourselves here for a second before we play nationalist geopolitics and just point the finger at China. No, this is much deeper than that. This is the final deep state attack to try to bring down Trump. Now, a lot of people believe, I'm not telling you this, but I'll report you what people believe. They think Trump is behind this to basically go into lockdown, martial law, while the deep state criminals, the treasonous criminals, are rounded up and arrested. I'm not saying I believe that. There's just a lot of commentary on that. So you might as well throw that angle out there. But it just doesn't add up. Something else is going on here behind the scenes. And I mean, if you can't tell that, I just don't even know how. It's just instinctual. It's just a given. When the math doesn't add up, when 2 + 2 = 5, guess what? That means that 1 is somewhere around. Okay? So 2 + 2 doesn't equal 5, but 2 + 2 + 1 does equal 5. What is that one? What is it we're missing? Let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Andy in Montana. Go ahead, Andy.
Owen, hey, I'd like to draw several points together, so bear with me here. Let's say, hypothetically, that one wanted to create a super vaccine that could train the body to defend against multiple types of viruses. One way to do this would be to create a super bug that has different parts from different places that don't occur in nature. Now, if you remember the 2000 film, Mission Impossible 2, this was the very plot of that movie. I don't know if your crew can find it, but the lead scientist, he has a line that says something like, we needed to find a hero. It was his job to create a super vaccine. So he says, to do this, we created a monster. They named that monster Chimera, which, as we know, Greek mythology also applies to modern day medicine, combining two different things that should not be together. What do you think?
About what?
Well, so hear me out. Antibodies attack viruses by basically gumming up the works. So let's say you want to inoculate against HIV and SARS and the common cold at the same time. That would be the superbug.
Well, look, this COVID-19 was obviously made in a lab, okay? Now, nobody wants to report on this because they don't want to be called a conspiracy theorist or they're afraid they're going to get banned off the internet. Well, we're going to report on it, okay? And so I don't know about Mission Impossible 2, but I know about the real world, and I know that people are making bioweapons in labs. Now, did it leak? Was it intentionally released? We'll never know. Nobody wants to talk about it. We don't get anything from the Trump administration. So, look, I'm not even bashing Trump. I'm just telling it like it is. Thanks for the call, Andy. Let's go now to Hobbs in Nebraska. Go ahead, Hobbs.
Hey, Owen, how's it going?
Well, I'm not sick from coronavirus right now, so I got that going for me.
Oh, well, I'd say that your last month's illness probably inoculated you against it.
Well,
I don't want to get a reputation of being the guy that calls in off topic, but I think that while all of this COVID-19 thing has been going on, there's been a lot going on in the world that doesn't have to do with that. That's just been kind of glossed over. For instance, there's a push to put an end to end-to-end encryption through messenger apps. There's
they tried to sneak that in the bill. That's the I'm so glad. I'm sorry to cut you off, but you're right. I didn't mention it again. I mentioned it earlier, but I'll mention it again. Why are they sneaking in abortion rights into this bill? Why are they sneaking in gun control into this bill? Why are they sneaking in an internet takeover into this bill, which Hobbs just brought up? Why is that in the bill at all?
Let's run to see what they can get away with.
Bingo.
The one that I really wanted to call in with involves a situation in Maryland that happened last Thursday. A young man who was active on militia and Second Amendment groups was supposedly killed in his sleep at 4:30 on a no-knock red flag raid.
Yeah, I saw that. I meant to bring that up, but I didn't have time.
Yeah, there's conflicting reports. The police say that he confronted them and his family, and their lawyer is saying that he was asleep next to his girlfriend and they just opened fire. So I wanted to call in with David Knight on this one because he's more of the civil libertarian, but I didn't get through this morning. But it's like, given with what this man was involved in with, he was a software engineer. He was developing a encrypted website, like messaging board. So, you know, it's like, is this
that Duncan
like
Lemp, guys,
or what? Yeah.
Duncan Lemp was the guy's name, wasn't it?
Correct.
Yeah. No one's talking about that.
No one.
I don't think that there's necessarily a connection there as far as like they're trying to distract from that story or something similar. I just think it's just natural. That's already going on. We're just, you know, everybody's focused on this coronavirus thing. Cause look, I mean, how do you explain this? Guys, we're all connected. Okay. God created this entire thing. He created all of us. He created the world. He created everything. Okay, we're all connected here. So, yes, the media hysteria is causing all the focus, but there's a subconscious thing happening here. There's something beneath the surface happening here that we all know in our subconscious, but consciously can't comprehend it. We don't have enough information, but we know it's there. That's why we're all focused on this. Thanks for the call, Hobbs. Let's go to Baldy in New York. Go ahead, Baldy.
So real quick, before I leave the house every day, I put a protective layer of super silver wound gel on my hands. I coat the back of my throat with super blue silver immune gargle, and then I smear inside my nostrils a combination of X3 and X2, and then I leave the house with no fear, which may be the most important of the four. Now, people I respect have been calling this the Chinese coronavirus or the foreign virus, I have to disagree with that. Just like 19 Saudis with box cutters, would not have been able to shut down NORAD for 2 hours. China could not have our CDC sandbag President Trump like they have been for the last couple of weeks. It was under President Obama's administration that North Carolina gave this virus to China. So I'm hereby branding this the Obama virus. Now, last we spoke, Road Warrior Owen was on the January 3rd edition of the War Room, actually 4 days before anyone even heard of the coronavirus. And I made several predictions, and many have come true, and the rest are unfolding before our eyes. First and least consequential was that Alex Jones would be the next to join the Baldies. My next strategic guess was that a national pandemic was imminent, a false flag pandemic, and that is because Barack Hussein Obama has declared war on the United States and its citizens. And then again, that is why this is the Obama virus. And my final prediction was that New York would be one of the first to mandate vaccines, which of course are going to do more harm than the virus itself, and that is why the UN troops, the gun confiscation troops, are being hired.
Yeah, I think LA and New York will be the first to go into lockdown. Seattle will probably follow. And then it's just going to set a precedent. It's like, oh, wow, if you don't do this, millions of deaths are on your hands. So, look, folks, it's very complicated. GatewayPundit.com. Coronavirus fatality rate reported by the media is completely inaccurate. Less than the flu.
InfoWarsLife.com. 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 You go to that URL, it takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com where you find the 60-plus products where we've gone out and researched what is the best, what gives people the best results. We either private label it or we develop our own with top developers. And folks, I'm telling you, you can see the difference in me, my energy, my focus. I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 4 months. It's incredible. So do yourself a favor. Try out the products if you've been on the fence. You can't lose except if you don't take action. Because when you buy the products, you're funding the operation that is always delivering thanks to your support and God's grace and our action. But you need these products. That's the real reason you want to get them, is because they're amazing. And then when you get great results, please tell others about it. Word of mouth. That's how we expand in the face of the NWO instead of imploding. We're fighting to win, and we are winning thanks to you. Now it's easier than ever to have Band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to Band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest Band.video. You will now have Band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share band.video.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to hand it over to Gerald Celente in the next segment. I will take a couple more phone calls. Again, though, the story from Joe Hoff at the Gateway Pundit. Coronavirus fatality rate reported by media completely inaccurate. Actual rate less than the flu. So the debate rages on. Here's a debate I won't have. I'm a free man. I don't want to spread any disease. If I feel I have the disease, I'll quarantine. Didn't leave my house for 10 days when I was sick. But I'm healthy, and as far as I know, I haven't been told this is a bioweapon, so it's just another flu bug, so I shouldn't be worried about it. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Josh in Florida. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, how you doing, Owen? A lot of that stuff coming out of the Q movement about how this is all going to be used to target the deep state, and it's just more nonsense that comes out of the Q movement. It reminds me of the churches that just say, hey, don't stand up against evil. Don't worry about anything. You're all going to get raptured away, so don't worry about it. It's very dangerous, and it needs to stop. My take on the whole thing is that I feel like President Trump has been checkmated by the New World Order. No matter what he does or doesn't do, I think all he can do now is just maneuver. And I'd like to get your thoughts on that.
Well, I think this. I think in a way you're right as far as Trump being put into check, but not checkmate. Trump still has moves up his sleeve if he wants to make them. Now, he can just topple his king and say game over, but Trump still has all the cards, man. Now, again, maybe it's connected, maybe it's not. Think about all the crimes that have been happening against him with the illegal spying, with the abuse of the FISA system, with the whole Russian collusion hoax. I mean, the list just goes on and on. The fake hate crimes, the media intentionally trying to collapse the stock market. I mean, this is all going on. So let's say, because I don't necessarily disagree, I think they kind of at this time do have Trump in check, and he's maybe weighing his options, but he's not in checkmate. I think the best thing for President Trump to do right now is to move against the deep state. That's what his focus should be. He knows who the treasonous people are. He's put it out there. He's talked about it. He's called it out. Move on them. Arrest them. That's his move to get out of this. Because let me tell you, if this country goes into lockdown over coronavirus, whether it's deadly or not, Trump's going to lose support, folks. He's going to lose support. Americans are going to be pissed. The economy is going to tank, and they're going to blame him. Now, the viral outbreak, the media can try to blame him. Trump supporters won't do it. Trump is not God. He can't control a viral outbreak. So, but who knows what information Trump's getting in his ear, and who knows what he's thinking, but I don't believe he's in check, or I don't believe he's in checkmate. He may be in check. So this is the deep state last ditch effort to try to destroy the Trump presidency. He needs to go with his last ditch effort to destroy them. Let's go to John in Minnesota. John, make it quick.
Yeah, I will. Hi, Owen. Can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Hey, it all starts with, is it or is it not a bioweapon?
Yep.
If it's a bioweapon, Trump has got to point it out. He's got to trace it right down to its beginnings, and we got to go from there. If we got to guess between bat soup and a weapon. Now, the other day on Joe Rogan, he had an infectious disease expert say it wasn't a bioweapon. His name is Michael Osterhoos from the University of Minnesota. Now, you're a young freedom warrior. I'm an old freedom warrior. I've got a virus called COVID-19 that also I nicknamed the Boomer Remover. And so I'm going to have a different perspective about getting to the bottom of this thing quickly. I have a death sentence coming my way.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point, actually. And again, we're not getting any of that. And I talked about it last week. I mean, I don't want to be the guys that's like patting ourselves on the back like, hey, we told you all this was coming. But it's like, It just gets frustrating, you know, playing armchair quarterback, essentially, but knowing you had all the right moves. It's like sitting there saying, boy, they should throw it to that number 18 wide receiver. He's going to be wide open in the end zone. Then the play happens, he's wide open, and the quarterback takes a sack or fumbles because he didn't throw to receiver. You're like, well, told you the receiver was there. Could have thrown the touchdown and won the game, but we lost. You didn't hit the receiver.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. ChillForce is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get ChillForce today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
It's mind control. Mind control.
Folks, all the signs are that this is a deep state takeover. Again, you can sit here and have the debate. How deadly is it? How deadly is it not? Regardless, the deep state's going for full control. It's happening under Trump's watch. We're watching it all happening. They're calling for using Google for live tracking 24/7. They're already doing it. They're calling for red flag laws, gun confiscation. They're already doing it. They want now martial law. They're going to shut everything down, folks. They're going to shut down schools. They're going to shut down every arena. They're going to shut down every league. Believe me, it's all coming. It's all coming. It's all been rolled out. It's all been planned. Now, how we react to this, how we respond to it, how the president deals with it is yet to be seen. Now, we've got Gerald Celente ready to go here, and we'll get his unique take on this as well. I just see tyranny. I smell tyranny. I sense a false flag. And again, I don't even want to sit here and get, I mean, I'll let people tell their story about what they think is the death rate or mortality rate or how, what that, I don't even want to touch that right now. Cause quite frankly, I don't think we know. But what we do know is what we can see happening. Calling for lockdowns, calling for quarantines, calling for censorship. It's all tyranny. Is tyranny the proper response? Well, if they can put you in a constant state of fear, then you'll beg for tyranny. Well, I ain't going to be scared, ladies and gentlemen. As they say, these colors don't run. So Gerald Celente, it's been a very active show, a lot of different angles covered today. Are you dancing up there in New York? They're about to shut down the whole state probably, Gerald. What are you thinking about?
It's disgusting. The whole place is shut down. And it's martial law. And this has, you know, I heard what you're saying about Trump and deep state. It's bigger than that. Take a look over there in Italy. I'm ashamed of the Italian people as a Napolitano born in the Bronx. They got a complete shutdown. You can't go out in the street without a pass. You're not allowed to get, the cops are all over the place. Oh, 1,000 people died in Italy of the coronavirus. Yeah, all elderly people, 99.9 of them were chronically ill. Oh, and this is, hey, here's the headline. The toilet paper record. Hey, this is what all you people out there that are looking for toilet paper, you can't find any, you could use this. The toilet paper record, the headline is Fed cuts rates to near zero, virus toll soars. Do you hear that?
Soars to what, 52 now?
Yeah, 52 or 60 in America, 6,500 people dead in the world of a population of 7.7 billion people. Hey, oh, and how many people died of That dirty air, that air pollution last year. 4.5 million. Hey, how many died in America of pneumonia? Got it right in my knee, right to my pneumonia. 50,000. Hey, how many people died in America this year of the flu? Oh, only 18,000, Salenti. But hey, we got about 60 people here dead in America. And what about 25 of them died in two old age homes in Washington State?
Yeah, it was all in the same facility, literally.
This is a flu that most people get over. So what I'm saying to you is that, again, we wrote about this in our Trends Journal right from the start. We call the coronavirus 9/11. They're selling this thing as a weapon against the people, selling fear and hysteria. I got some little jerk, some little clown of a boy, some little nothing of low life crap. The governor of New York, Andy Cuomo, born on third base, thought he hit a home run like his little brother Chrissy there on the Cartoon News Network, CNN. That would be nowhere, no place, anywhere, anyhow, if it wasn't for Daddy, if it wasn't for Daddy Mario telling me what to do. We've been following this in our Trends Journal week by week. We came out when little low-life Cuomo pushed his bill through to give him emergency powers. He did that on a Wednesday. On a Saturday, he declared that the National Guard should go into New Rochelle, New York, because there were 60 cases. Do you know how many people died in New York State of coronavirus as we speak?
I just based on the numbers, I'd have to say it's less than 10.
You got it. Less than 10. Last number was 5. 5 people out of 20 million. Could you count? Could you count? Hey, no, Salenti. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. Wait a minute. Only 6,500, 700 people died in the world. How much worse is it going to get? This is what's happened. Again, the cover of our last Trends Journal. Prostitutes, puppet masters, peddling hysteria. The one before that, global leaders, global imbeciles, something like that. Our trend, if you go to Gerald Salenti on YouTube, global imbecile, political imbeciles, government imbeciles are destroying the global economy. These are imbeciles. What, name me, Owen, name me one thing that the government has done to help we the people. Hey, how about those wars you start? How about those wars you start, huh? What have you done? And everybody's listening to these low lives. Hey, look at that low life we got down there in New York City. Another piece of this and that. De Blasio, popularity rating of around 30%, ran for president in the Democratic presidential reality show side, book threw him out right away. Nobody could stand the low life piece of crap. They just closed down all the restaurants in New York City. 27,000 of them gone. And they make up the damn numbers. First it starts, hey, I'm the governor of New York. Not more than 500 people can get together. I'm the jerky governor from Ohio. I say 150 can't get together. Hey, I'm the moron from California. No more than 250 can get together. Oh, we're closing school for 2 weeks. We're closing school for 3 weeks. They're making up the damn numbers. And the people are bowing down. Hallelujah!
Gerald, you're going to take over here. This passion is not lost on me. Look, here's where I've been at. I've been trying to ride this wave, because I've just been analyzing and paying attention, monitoring. But for me now, it's without a doubt, the threat of tyranny,
The threat of global tyranny and government tyranny is now greater than the threat of coronavirus. And
a million times.
And I'm not even commenting on how deadly it may or may not be, but I'm just beyond a doubt fully convicted.
How deadly it may or not be is not the answer. How deadly is it? How deadly is it? Nobody anywhere could tell me where it's going. It's all BS. You're making your crap up. Save it for yourself, all you experts. I go by the numbers that exist. The damn thing's been going on for 2 months. 6,700 people dead. Nothing. Hey, how many people are dying in Yemen? What's a Yemen? Oh, you mean the Ebola crisis? Hell with the Yemenis. Oh, only 10 million of them are dying from starvation. Screw them! We got 18 cases in Turkey. That's a damn headline. 18 cases in Turkey.
In Idaho where they hadn't even had a confirmed case yet. It was already all over the headlines. They were shutting down restaurants, shutting down bars. They didn't even have a case until Saturday. Gerald Celente, you're not going to want to miss this hour, folks. Gerald Celente is hot to trot. Did I do it, Gerald? Did I do it right?
You got it.
Gerald Celente takes over the Alex Jones Show. Don't miss it.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hanneman, if I'm pronouncing that right. What do you think's really going on? And thanks for calling.
So, yes, I was in Costco a couple of weeks ago. I was getting ready. I went to buy a bunch of toilet paper and some things before crowds really hit. And I had my phone. I had your show going on, sticking on my pocket so I could hear it. I wasn't using headphones. And this lady stops. She says, who are you listening to? Who's that talking? I said, this is Alex Jones. And she just got, her eyes got wide open. And she says, really? I thought he was off the air. And I said, no. And I told her, I explained, you know, the whole situation and told her what where to go. She wrote down, you know, band.video and also Infowars.com and just said he's still on.
I run into people at the grocery store, at the mall, on the hike and bike trail, and they go, oh, Alex, I used to love you. I wish you were still on air. Are you ever going to go back on air? And I'm like, we're on hundreds of radio stations, over 100 TV stations and cable stations. We have our own streams at Infowars.com and band.video. And they go, really? They said you were off the air because they took the deplatforming as off the air. No, we have our own platform. Infowars, Infowars, Infowars.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me on the Alex Jones Show. The course of history has changed. Never in my lifetime have I seen anything like this, nor in my parents' lifetime. They have created a war spirit among the people. You even hear the language from that low-life piece of garbage crap scum mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, who I would call to his face, saying that using the words like war, warfare, and that's the climate that we're in. You have little low-life pieces of crap, garbage. Presidents, prime ministers, chancellors, senators, congressmen, mayors, controllers, anybody telling you what to do and how to do it. They are destroying the global economy. As you well know, I had forecast the greatest depression. I said it wouldn't happen until 2020. I first did it on the David Knight Show, about a year ago. That's changed. The greatest recession has now begun. It's an economic epidemic brought to you by the moronic, sociopathic, narcissistic, freaks and fools that the people elect to run their lives. America, the country of cowards, the most important item tells you who they are, that they really need the most and fight and die for. Toilet paper. Toilet paper. They've taken the fight out of the American people. Hey, little boys and girls, Don't go into the no bullying zone. If somebody's going to pick on you, don't learn how to fight. Don't learn how to protect yourself. Be a little nobody. And salute. Here's my salute. And as an Italian, I'm ashamed of the Italian people. Mario Conti. Yeah. Take out that O and stick another letter in there. Yeah. Follows W, what precedes it. That's the letter you could use. A nobody! Wasn't even elected! Brought in by the two moronic parties running the show. You cannot go out in Italy! They have the highest adult population in Europe. Elderly are dying. The greatest depression has begun. Hey, why is everybody buying guns that has a brain? Why? Because of corona crime. We're going to see a crime wave like you've never seen before. You have all these low-life scum. A governor of your state. I'm on this radio show Saturday, around 2 o'clock. And as I'm talking, they saw Mr. Salenti, they announced the honorable governor, blah, 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 will be on soon. I said, what's this word honorable? What honorable? How about public servant? Can you get that? How can any imbecile look up to Inslee, a Cuomo, or another jerk off there or somewhere else? Yeah, some of the headlines. Ready? This is how stupid it all is. Hoboken closes bars, restaurants, sets nightly curfew and virus crackdown. Hoboken's mayor announced a nightly curfew to curb outside activity in efforts to minimize the spread of COVID-19. The mayor. I'm the mayor. I'll tell you what to do, you little piece of crap. I don't care if you need business coming in. I could give a good damn if your cooks, your waiters, your waitresses and bartenders and waiters and owners of the business go bust. I know what's best for you, and I have the facts right here. And you know where the facts up? The facts are up your new yo what? Because your facts don't add up to crap. Crapster. Oh, we're close to 200 people. Now it's 50 people can't get together. Oh, 50 people can't get together. All right, everybody watching, you ready? Turn me into maybe the stupid jerk mayor of Hoboken. You ready for this? All right, you're going to get it. And get ready to die. I was outside. I made coronavirus. Look at the numbers. Look at the details. People that get this get healed. This is a flu. The numbers speak for themselves. I don't want to hear from anybody what it's going to be. I'm looking at what is. And what is equals zero when you add the numbers up. It's a government takeover. A total government takeover. It's up to 7,000 deaths. 7,100 out of 7.7 billion. What percent is that? How about no percent? And that's what we have. The no percenters running and ruining our lives. Political scum of the slimiest order. Repulsivekins and Democrats. Oh, and by the way, the Democrats buy the crap better than anybody else. They believe it. Oh, but how many caught it? We got to do more tests. What happens when people get tests? They send them home. Stay home. Don't give it to anybody else. The mayor, the governors. Oh, I love it. The governor of Maryland. They got three cases. They had three cases. Calls emergency. The governor American, what's his name? Holder, hand job, something like that. How many people got shot in Baltimore last night? You're going to see a crime wave like you've never seen before. When people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And all these people that have been put out of work by low-life, ignorant scum with no data to support one thing that they're doing are putting them out of work. Pay your rent, pay your taxes, pay your phone bill, pay your electric bill, pay your car insurance. What are you going to pay it with? 70% of the people can't afford a $400 gig. Extra expense. The worst is yet to come, and we'll be right back.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. Across the Western world, from high school to college sports to even the Olympics, men, biological men, are winning almost all of the sporting events. This is men invading women's spaces and bullying them and taking their rights away, all in the name of liberalism and openness. And then every day, I have stacks of news articles, just like today. UK teen fined under house arrest for asking trans police officers gender, and it hurt their feelings. UK mother spared jail for misgendering trans woman ordered to pay £1,000 fine because it could have caused anxiety in the new royalty. That's the thought police. If a leftist has their feelings hurt for any reason, you get fined and you go to jail. This is tyranny. These people are bullies, and it's sick, and it's evil, and it's part of a scientific anti-human takeover. Resist it. Speak out against it. It's really smart to get high-quality, storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. It's also smart to drink filtered water with an Alexa Pure system. It's one of the highest rated out there and extremely affordable. And it's just as important to have your immune system boosted during times like this. And DNA Force Plus with PQQ, CoQ10, and so many other amazing ingredients is the base foundation for your entire body, your mitochondrial output inside your cells, your telomeres, and so much more. DNA Force is now, after 4 months of being sold out, back in stock, 40% off. This is our flagship product. I'm so proud of it, and I had run out of it as well. So when I got it last week, when it came back in, I was so excited. It's now available at InfoWarsStore.com. You're getting a wonderful formula, and it funds the information war with the important fight that we're carrying out for not just the American people, but the people of the world. So please get your DNA Force Plus today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. Glad to be on The Alex Jones Show. Never in my life have I seen a freak show like the one going on. And it's just going to get worse. You know, remember when people used to call people like Alex Jones and myself that would prepare for the worst? They call us preppers and make fun of us. And you know, one of my sayings is that prepare for the worst. If the worst doesn't happen and you're prepared for it, you don't lose anything. But if you're not prepared and the worst happens, then you can lose everything. Now, all of a sudden, everybody's running to the grocery store. Besides buying toilet paper, and again, if you need real toilet paper, ran out of any, can't find any, there's always the toilet paper record. But anyway, everybody's buying up everything. Campbell's soup stock is going up. Yeah. And you know, people are buying, SpaghettiOs. Oh, that'll keep you really healthy. Madonna me. Whew. Anyway. So what you really want to consider is InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods. So with the rise of coronavirus and trouble brewing constantly in other nations and more, danger is constantly growing overseas. So we've been officially notified by our vendor that food prices are on the rise due to dramatically increased level of demand. And so what they're saying is that it's already getting more difficult to order storable foods nationwide. And they're facing a 5 to 10% increase on every option of emergency food available. And demand for storable food products remains nearly 100 times normal volume. But there is progress to report. As of yesterday, two new food production facilities have been opened, bringing their new total to 4 food processing plants. When this all started in January, there was only one. So shipping will be delayed on every order that they take, likely 10 weeks or more. It used to be 9 weeks. Not all, but many cases. So knowing this, complete checkout to reserve your place in their order queue now if you're preparing with InfoWars shelf-stable foods. It lasts up to 25 years in storage. So 25 years, whew, I should make it out with that. So that's what I'm saying. Prepare, prevail, and prosper. Again, they made fun of people that were doing this before. And now they're all running to the supermarket. Hey, what's going to happen when a real crisis breaks out? People freaking out over Rosie, Queen of Corona. What's going to happen when the real crisis hits? What are they going to do? What a joke. What a joke. Yeah. Say what kind of joke it is. I told you the little governor here in New York, born on third base, thought he hit a home run, Andy Cuomo, who renamed the Tappan Zee Bridge the Mario Cuomo Bridge after his daddy. Imagine that. They've done this all over New York City, all over New York. 59th Street Bridge is the Koch Bridge. Triborough Bridge is now the RFK Bridge. The Tappan Zee Bridge is the Cuomo Bridge. Egotistic boys and girls of the lowest order. Don't forget to salute honorable this and that. My governor. I believe that New York City schools should be closed. I believe. Hey, got some. Maybe I believe something differently than you believe. Hey, Salenti, who the hell are you? You're just some stupid low-life piece of garbage. Like all the other people out there, I am the Honorable Cuomo. I'll tell you what to do. I believe. Hey, just because you believe it, don't you tell me I have to believe what you believe. Oh, no. Here he goes. I believe that New York City schools should be closed. Period. Oh, okay. Okay, honorable. Period. He says so. Period. You must believe what I tell you. or else I'll get my little boys out there to rough you up. They have destroyed the entire global economy. New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. They've all closed the bars, restaurants. The place used to be packed over here, empty. How are you going to pay your rent? How are you going to pay your rent? How are the restaurants going to pay their rent? How are the waiters, waitresses, cooks, owners, how are they going to live? Oh, hey, the airline industry. Ah, forget about it. All you people that work in the tourism business, all you people that work in the entertainment business, all of those sporting events, the hell with you all! I'm in control! Heil Hitler! March for Mussolini! You got it? It's all over the world. It's not just here. Oh, this is my favorite one out of New York. To show you what stupid jerk, low-life pieces of garbage crap. This is from the comptroller, Scott Stringer. A string of crap, anyway. Said that not only essential services should remain open, saying bars, restaurants, and movie theaters should be closed. City Controller Scott Stringer said on Sunday, call for near total shutdown of New York City. Quote, the way to get out of this crisis is to act logically and strategically. Hey, who the hell are you, comptroller, to tell me what logically and strategically is? How many people died in New York State, that boy? Nobody. Oh, five. Five got to be corrected. All elderly and infirm. He tells you what to do. Here he goes. Logic says we need universal testing. Logic. Logic says, hey, his logic, not my logic. They're going to force vaccinations on everybody. They're going to force testings on everybody. And we need more social distancing. No more loud kisses on the cheeks in Italy. They have lines. They actually have lines where you have to stand behind when you buy things. The cops are all over the place. Social distancing, a new word they just made up. You got it. You're going to get it. That's why today, out of abundance of caution, I am calling for a city shutdown. I am calling for a city shutdown. The comptroller. Who the hell are you? Hey, don't you know who I am? I'm one of the freaks in charge that you vote for. The Democrats and the Republicans. The repulsive things to be proper. It's going down. It's going down hard. You better prepare. And buy what you need when things get worse. We'll be right back.
Rich in Alabama. Rich, thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr. Jones. Appreciate it. First thing, I love the Turbo Force. I drive truck for a living, and it's amazing. Coffee kind of gives you a little crash there at the end, but that Turbo Force is amazing.
How is Turbo Force different than coffee?
I'll tell you what. It's sustainable anywhere from 8-10 hours. I don't feel the jitters like I do drinking coffee, and it's just, you know, at the end of the day, I don't need anything to go to bed. I'll pop a knockout, boom, I'm out cold.
Well, that's what we went out to a top developer who didn't want his name on it, and I said, what would the ultimate long, say, 10-hour energy be? Is that possible? That's good and clean and strong and has a bunch of different forms of energy that are healthy and natural that are time released. And there's more money in it than anybody else puts in their product. So that's why Turbo Force has such a great effect. And so I really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you like Turbo Force. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Hey, Alex. Oh, my God. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Look, in January 2016, I went in the hospital. I went in the VA hospital. out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about living defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem, and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years. And the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking living defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff. But I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. If there's any veteran out there, I don't care if you've traveled, anybody's traveled overseas, you absolutely owe it to yourself to get 2 bottles of that living defense.
It's true, folks. We don't sell anything unless it's the highest quality, and living defense is over the top good. Real stuff, man. We're talking about the real deal here. And I love Trump all day long, but man, I tell you, he sits here and lets these big tech people keep running roughshod over him. Everybody, I've got a problem. And we'll just take the Trump rallies over. That said, about 2 months ago, I came up with a plan that I haven't launched yet. We have a warehouse full of hundreds of thousands of stickers, 20 different stickers. Impeach the Democrats, save the Second Amendment, defend the First Amendment, Infowars.com. And it looks like duct tape, but it's just a regular sticker. You put it over your mouth, you go to a Trump rally, and you instantly take over without even disrupting things. People say, why are you doing this? What's happening? Well, you go, well, we're being censored, and, you know, Trump won't do anything about it. And Dr. Pechenik, let me just ask you what you think, because I've not launched this yet.
It's brilliant. You've taken the very element that they try to repress you with, that silence, and made it into a weapon. You have the loudest sound of all, silence. And you know what's most disturbing to people? Silence.
As we witness the most disastrous geological activity in recorded history, the globalists are backed into a corner, and the leftists are pushing for civil war. Borders are being broken, and sovereignty is being challenged. The world is going to change, and how it changes will likely be decided by those who are prepared to stay strong when the system fails. The system is vulnerable. Electricity could be gone in an instant, and grocery stores could be empty in 3 days. Having storable foods and the ability to purify water will give you a fighting chance in the next level. And being without puts you at the mercy of others or makes you a slave to a dying system. Buy storable foods and an Alexa Pure Gravity water filter today. Support mankind by being prepared. And support freedom by buying from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption, it's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. It's getting near dawn.
Hello, hello. Welcome to The Alex Jones Show. And I'm happy to be here. This is a very important time in our lives. If people don't stand up and fight, they're going to die in imprisonment. We've lost our rights. The Constitution is dead. That you have these little clown boys and clown girls telling us what to do, how to do it, when to do it, and people obeying them is one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen in my life. There's pictures out there, people in New York City walking down the streets getting yelled at for getting on, telling people to get off the street, you're going to spread the disease. They're closing schools. They're making up the dates and when to open them up again. Now they're saying again, first of all, you can't get more than 500 people together, now 300 people together, 250. All the events that have been canceled. Oh, in Italy, not allowed to have a wedding party. Can't get buried, no funeral, gotta wait to die again. Hey, Conti says so. And the people obey. They did it before and they did it again. You look back in history and you say, how can the people follow these freaks? You take a look at Hitler. Charlie Chaplin played a better comedy than he did. And the people hailed Hitler and Mussolini and one leader after another that sends them to slaughter. You like that, Bush? That dirty, rotten, stinking Bush? Oh, which one? Both of them. Daddy Bush, the baby Bush. The baby Bush. That's Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. And the prostitutes peddled it. And the people bought it. And they're buying it now. I know, extremely intelligent people. I give them the facts and this is what they hit me with. Yeah, but you don't know where it's going. This could be very big. I said, don't tell me about the if, because nobody knows. I'm only talking about the now, and the now's been going on for 2 months. And the now's nowhere. I want to make this 100% clear for everybody listening. What's happening in the global equity markets? And as we speak, the Dow is down almost 10%. And that's after the Fed's been pumping them trillions of dollars. $1.5 trillion last week to boost up the equity markets. Hey, capitalism's dead. You're putting $1.5 trillion to boost the equity markets so the gamblers, the hedge funds, can make more money because they're losing it? And it's not working. Now, again, as you know, we have a weekly magazine, the Trends Journal. We're ahead of this beyond everybody. The facts are there. No magazine comes close to it. What I'm telling you now is very important. Nothing has ever happened like this in our lives because both Main Street and Wall Street are collapsing at the same time. In the past, the markets crashed. Boop, 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 the economy goes down. This time, thanks to the imbecile, psychopathic, narcissistic, pathological freaks called politicians, they're destroying Wall Street and Main Street at the same time. 27,000 restaurants in just New York City closed. Closed throughout the state. All around the country, they're closing them down. Hair salon. My buddy, my barber, and when I get a haircut, didn't have time. He told me this has been the worst week last week in his entire career, people canceling. Every place is closed. Where are you going to get your money to pay your rent? Again, the numbers are there. 70% of the people don't have $400 in case of an emergency. How are you going to pay your health care? How are you going to pay your phone bills? How are you going to pay your gas? And very appropriate for where we are and who we are and what's going on. What was the day that Trump called a state of emergency? Friday the 13th. I had agreed 100% with Trump in the beginning that this thing was being blown way out. And as my magazine says, that the prostitutes were the peddlers. Ratings were slumping very terribly in the industry. It's like when they have a hurricane and all of these prostitutes get dressed up in their hurricane drag. And there they are with the microphone and the water splashing over the boardwalk and the trees bending over and the branches falling. The hurricane's 300 miles off the coast of Florida. They did the same thing with. Here they are. You see it. Doing the same thing. And they're making it up. They got that shot. where they're making this stuff up too. Yep. It's exactly what they've done, and the people buy it. The sheeple bought it. Prepare, prevail, and prosper. Gold prices are slumping dramatically. You know why? They got to sell their gold to cover their margin call and all their losses. The Trends Journal, we had the breakout points for gold. Even when it was hitting 1700. I forecast the next down time from 1700 to 1650. If it goes below 1650, the next one's 1450. If it goes below 1450, the bottom I'm calling it 1390. My goal right now should be well over $2,000 an ounce. What we are witnessing, we've never witnessed in our lifetime. Spain, total lockdown, state of emergency. And the cops are all enforcing it, the SWAT team. In Spain, they could take over factories. They could take over farms. They could take over businesses. They call the state of emergency. Hey, Franco is back. Franco is back. And again, because I study this stuff all the time, I know what a low-life piece of crap garbage this guy Sanchez is. That's the prime minister there. And now he's in charge. We've never seen this before in our lives. If we don't fight for freedom, we're going to die under dictatorships. They're destroying our lives. It's the coronavirus 9/11, spreading fear and terror. Yeah, there's that little boy, Sanchez. A nothing. Little arrogant nothing. Now in total control. Hey, good thing we don't have Castro around, huh? Boy. Castro. You got him back, man. This is Castro on steroids. The greatest depression has begun. An economic epidemic brought to you by the sickest people that anyone could imagine. Politicians. Look up the definition. Someone that's manipulative and devious, typically to gain advancement within an organization. And they're advancing us to the lowest lives possible. So thank you all for tuning in to InfoWars. Remember, prepare. Your preppers. A lot of you folks are already prepped up. And the Trends Journal, trendsjournal.com, the only magazine that will tell you what's going on, what it means, and what's next. History before it happens. Thanks a lot. Stay cool and stay safe.
Just during the break, I went and got a delicious cup, my second cup of the day. It's really strong. I shouldn't do this because all work and no play makes Jack a really aggressive boy, and the coffee adds to it. But Wake Up America coffee that everybody loves, highest rated in the Chiapas Mountains. It's beyond Mexican coffee, beyond Guatemalan coffee. It's the best coffee in the world. It's right on the border between the two countries in those rainforests. Hand-selected. It's beyond organic. Wild-crafted. Wake Up America coffee. People are blown away by how good it is. Same stuff sold in Whole Foods under another name for $30 for the same size container. Yes, folks, we've been selling it 10 years, never raised the price. $19.95 for that big old bag. 99% reviews, 598 reviews, 4.9 stars on third-party sites. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off. Get it auto-delivered to you, so don't forget to get it each month or every 2 months. You can click out to 9 months whenever you want the new order coming in. 15 days up to 9 months. Patriot Blend Medium Roast only has a 98% out of 814 reviews. It's not as popular. Anyways, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.